the author of. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this planet, this evening will not be an exception. Therefore, we welcome each and every one of you to our PM edition of our twice daily broadcast on this very platform that Chukwu Abiama made for the propagation of his gospel, his word, for the redemption of his children, for the message of hope to be spread to the ends of this very earth, for the consistency and upholding of truth above every other thing, that this message may go forth into the hearts and minds of mankind to enable us, the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, to become equipped with the necessary tools and requisite knowledge to restore the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth. And that kingdom of heaven is the irreducible, uncompromisable, full, complete, total sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra under the sun. That is why we have come. That is why Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come. In case you never knew before, in case sometimes some of you may get tired with our broadcast, you may wonder why Biafra, Biafra, every time is Biafra, because anytime you mention Biafra, you are actually giving honor and glory to heaven. Is like mentioning Ethiopia or Israel. It means you are honoring heaven. You are inadvertently acknowledging the presence, the divine presence of the Most High upon the lives of mankind on this very earth. That is the meaning of Biafra. We don't apologize for it. We are not in the business of trying to offer any wishy-washy excuse regarding why we must remain resolute, consistent, and of course, not relenting in this very effort. That is why we are Biafrans. You have never seen anything like us before, have you? We don't stop. Our enemies will stop, they will wither away. and die off. We continue relentlessly in pursuit of what is right before the throne of the Most High Chukwu Abiyama in heaven and the laws of mankind on this very earth. I will say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. It depends on where you are around the world. If you are one of us, if you're part of us, then you're welcome. If your mother was wayward enough to be pregnanted by an Awasa man, then you don't belong here. This is not a place for you. This is a platform for hardcore, unrepentant Biafrans, hardcore in truth and honesty. No retreat and no surrender. Because this year we march. This year we march this very year. No coming back. Heaven is my witness. This place will burn. It will burn this year. As I told you it would. I am here in Biafra land, making sure that every preparation is in place for this army to march this very year. Don't come on air to tell me, when are we going to march, or why haven't we started yet? Don't come here to ask silly questions when you cannot even afford one assault rifle. What we need, as I keep saying all the time, we need weapons, armaments. The ones we manufacture, the ones we import, we need weapons, I said. Some pretend they don't hear. They don't understand what we're saying. I am saying we need weapons here. Then you know if we'll march the next day or not. Our preparation has to be impeccably perfect. We need to remain resolute in our determination. That is the work we have come to do. Although, in between, we educate, we enlighten, we inform, we impart knowledge, we allow the prevalence of reason. We, of course, allow the preponderance of common sense. Very, very key. The ability to reason. Because if you listen to Radio Biafra, you will become reasonable. We don't spare anybody. If you do something nice, we praise you. If you speak out of turn, we shred you. That's where we are. It doesn't matter who you are. How much of a Pope is irrelevant to us? Is it right? Absolutely inconsequential. It doesn't matter who you are. Our mission here is to uphold the truth. Ezioku Chineke. And that truth will set his children free. Any other thing is immaterial. That is why we are without fear in the presence of our enemies. That is why we speak the truth always, irrespective of what you think about it. It's immaterial to me. It doesn't matter. You can go and hang yourself and die off. It is not my business. As long as we preach the truth here, we damn the consequences. That's what we preach here. People have been researching after listening to Radio Biafra. They download it. They've been researching everything we say here. Is it correct? Of course it is correct. When I told you that heaven sent us, that I was joking. Chukwu Abiyama asked us to come. I never got up one morning and said, okay, I'm going to broadcast. I'm going to do this for Biafra. Never. Chukwu Abiyama made it so. And not man. Therefore, frankly, I am not accountable to people who don't understand. I am accountable to heaven and to those of them who can reason. Not to those who are unreasonable. This is Radio Biafra. In case you never knew. In case you're wondering who are these people, this is Radio Biafra. Supported, funded, protected, and guided, of course, by indigenous people of Biafra. They own this radio station. If you're a member, a family member, if you are a family member, you identify yourself with IPOB, then you own this radio station. It doesn't belong to one person or two or three or four. No. As long as you are part of this family, IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra, this is your radio station. as we preach from Biafra land this very evening, the whole of humanity is listening. To the ends of this very earth, north, south, east, and west, it doesn't matter. Everywhere on this planet, including the penguins in Antarctica, everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody does. That is how formidable we are. Exceptionally formidable. We preach here on this platform, and the world listens. What happened to us 67 to 70 will not happen to us again. We have learned our lessons. If people refuse to tell our story, we tell it ourselves. If you don't say you're somewhere, nobody will quote you that you're there. So we came prepared. We are building things gradually. Things that are irreducible by the grace of heaven, of course. Not by any special powers in possession of man. Only by the grace of heaven. And having said that, I ask you to tell your people, I don't know if Owerri is back on now. We moved our station from there to a far more better, secure, safer place. I don't know if Owerri is back on or not. They need to tell me. We are live across other parts of Biafra land on CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. We are in Igwacha on 88.0. People are complaining in places. They attended a meeting today. Of course, they are complaining. We need it. Everybody wants CHK. Where they are. Everybody wants it. And we are doing our best. The more support you give us, the more we can propagate this very message. If you give us support, then we do more. Always. That's what we do here. Give us support and we do more. Very, very critical. Very, very important. Very, very important, I say. Extremely important. You understand this. CHK 97.6 is Biafra FM. We are on satellite. If you want satellite installed, that is the best way to go about it because it is uninterrupted. Nothing can stop it. You know, they can do anything they like. It doesn't matter. On satellites is unstoppable. You can't find it. It's in heaven. In Agenigwe, to go and look for satellite. The answer is no. Therefore, encourage your families, your loved ones and your friends and your neighbors to also go and install free-to-air satellite decoders so that they can receive Radio Biafra via satellite because we are there on 7 satellites to be precise. We are also online as well on www.radiobiafra.co, not .com, .co. Radiobiafra.co. If you don't visit it every blessed day, then I don't know what you're doing. You can use your mobile phone. We even have an app, but unfortunately we don't stream live on our app anymore. You need to download TuneIn app and look for Radio Biafra. Like Ohaneze. Radio Biafra is our name. Any other name has nothing to do with us. We don't have brother station, sister station, corner for uncle station or grandmother station related to us. People claim they are related to us. No, we are not. They are for APC Boko Haram. We don't work with them. Our name is Radio Biafra on TuneIn. If you go there, you listen. Some people want to, of course, imitation is the best form of flattery. They want to copy what we are doing, but don't quite have the gravitas, the grace, the know-how, the depth to be able to deliver. White people listen to Radio Biafra, they want to copy us. I don't think that some black people are capable of replicating what we do here. It's almost impossible to do because we are covered by the mercy and the grace of heaven. At this point in time, it will be a delight and pleasure for me to beckon upon the throne of heaven, the dwelling place of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, to come and abide with us. We, his children, Biafrans, all of us, as family members of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this world, as IPOB families in our respective countries and in our zones, where we happen to find ourselves. Nagomabu Chineke na Ngebi Nigwe. Ekekreli gwanuwa usu ni lenke ndi aga ki bia noro na etiti anyi na balia
ka ị bịa duo anyị ma gọziekwa anyị n'ihi na ikpetemazụ nsọpụrụ iche ga-adịrị aha nsọ gị aha ebube gị si ugbu a ruo mgbe ebighị ebi n'ihi na onweghị onye ọzọ anyị na-efe ma ọ bụghị naanị gị Chineke. I prayed in the language of heaven. This we ask for in the only name that is worthy of praise. In your name, Chukwu Abiam. He said, Ndimuozi, the angels of heaven, if you go there now, there is only one way they revere Chukwu Abiam. They say mama to him. That is the language of heaven. Some of you don't know that. Mama wasusu eligwe, in case you don't know. Because Chukwu Abiam is the embodiment of holiness. We continue to do our work. Sometimes there may be some intermittency. Please do bear with us. We are waiting for our equipment to arrive. Once it arrives, all these things will disappear. We continue. Having offered praise to heaven, having recognized the omnipotence of Chukwu Abiam, having handed over this very battle to him, having submitted ourselves to his will, there is no way that Biafra will not come. It is inconceivable. Biafra must come in our time. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very world. In the 88 countries of the world and counting, I lead them. And my goodness, they are good Biafrans. They understand what it means to obey a very simple command, and that is why we have been unstoppable. There is nothing we want to do that we have not been able to do. In the same vein, the commander of all Biafran forces, the armies of Biafra, the director of Radio Biafra, and by the special grace of Chukwu Abiam, and not that of man, an ever faithful, loyal, abiding, and obedient servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. It humbles me to serve my country. It humbles me to understand that this very mission is sacred and that Chukwu Abiam thought it necessary to ask us to come. It is a privilege that for as long as I live, I will be very, very grateful for. That Chukwu Abiam said we should come to serve him to help redeem his children. That is why we have come. That is why he asked us to come. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines will open as usual. There is no way we cannot run a live broadcast without allowing you the freedom and the grace to be able to speak here that the world may hear. Our sister, our mother, our grandmother even spoke this very morning. Everywhere around the world was vibrating. I have told her through an intermediary, she will give us a talk every Monday of every week. Our mother will speak to us and we will listen. She spoke excellently well. Odenigbo is gone. Some of you have forgotten. I have not forgotten Innocent Odenigbo. Professor Innocent Odenigbo. I will never forget. Odenigbo is gone, but we have Odenigbo now in a woman as well. Spoke very fluidly, my goodness. Reminded me of the great man himself. She will speak every Monday. Do you know, she is so intelligent. If you hear her voice, I don't know. You know, when people are highly endowed intellectually, you want to learn from them. I learned from her this morning. And I want her to teach us every blessed Monday. She will speak. And we shall pay attention. Because she is a blessing to us. It's like somebody discovering gold. This morning we unearthed a gem, more or less. Very precious she is. And we value her. She's our mother, our sister, our grandmother, our aunt, everything you can think of. And she is hardcore. You know, they don't make them like that anymore. You know, informants can never be hardcore. You know that? It's fake. It's like buying fake gold. They call it GL gold. Fake! Look up there now. Also source will go otajie. Fake! But if you sit in the supermarket, it will be glittering. Once you go shopping for fake gold, on our man, once you subject it to the slightest test, put it on your neck and sweat, it changes. In fact, it will even burn your skin. That is how life is, isn't it? When you go to that supermarket and you see an earring, ask women, they will tell you, glittering on our man, acha. You go and buy it and you put it on. It's only when you put it on that you know it's fake. It's only when you test people that you know who is real and who is fake. We tested them at Enugu and they turned out to be fake. Thieving, they are now selling things to try and feed. I told them, I'm gonna go. Everything we say here comes to pass. Because Chukwu Abiyama is here. I will expect the barrister to come to me. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, I will expect him to come to us this very evening. He knows the channel through which and by which he can get hold of us. Should he avail himself of that very platform, I will gladly receive him. And of course, humanity will hear his voice because we are looking forward to that. Barrister should please try and come to us. We are waiting and we will go to him as soon as he does get here to us. It's not getting any better for you boys, is it? Hey, Agwaramuna, I get you me akaja. Unu le unu kobo kobo afu afu Igbo. When you are misbehaving like a bunch of unrepentant charlatans, you never knew that there were going to be consequences. You are looking for money. Are you rich? The answer is no. But you are looking for money. Every blessed year, nothing seems to be working out for anybody at all. It's amazing how things have turned out. But this job continues. Our work continues in earnest. We are not relenting. We are not retreating. We cannot surrender an iota. This is Radio Biafra. Igbo people are in a mess. And it is our duty to let them understand how hopeless their lives have become. Ezioku Chineke. You may not like it, but who cares if you do or not? Are we speaking the truth? Once the answer is yes, then you can't say anything about it, can you? Ezioma Chineke. That's what we spread here. On Radio Biafra, without fear, without any prevarication. Amazing stuff. Amazing. Igbos are in a mess. They need to learn something from us. In fact, for every Biafran, doesn't matter the language you speak, for every Biafran, it doesn't matter the clan you come from. Because when we talk about Biafra, we mean Delta, Bayelsa, Rivers, some part of Kogi State, the lower part of it. We talk about Lower Benue, which is Idoma. We talk about Enugu State, Ebonyi. We talk about Anambra. We talk about Imo. We talk about Abia. We are also talking about Cross River. We talk about Akwa Ibom. These are Biafran territories. We are one people. The same food, the same method of dressing, and also, incidentally, the same culture. Because we have a Okonkwo in some part of Igbo speaking, in fact, Igbo speaking Biafrans, they have a Okonkwo. If he can, the Bibio cultures, isn't it? We are one people, Different languages, yes. Perhaps various interpretations of our way of life. That is also true. After all, Abreba people are from Ibibio. They actually migrated upwards. What does that tell you about who you are? You are mixed. To remind you that all of you come from one single source in Anambra. In fact, at the confluence of Omambla River. That is where everybody come from. Umulere Aguleri, that axis. Everybody, that's where you come from. Onyawula. If you're not from Umulere, you're from Aguleri. Umri, of course. Umri. Descendants of Eri. Children of God. And then sons of Joseph. My goodness me. What a journey. Breathtaking. Kidnappers, armed robbers, and Igbo people do not come to Edo State according to another Yoruba man. Don't come to Edo State. I'm sure you heard of insult upon injury. This one is, I don't know if it's insult. Kakwam pari on top of injury. You mix it up, so it is far more better. On the floor. Oh, do you know that man is rich? Something intercontinental business. Don't come to Edo State. You've been warned by a police commissioner. The Oba of Lagos said if you don't vote, they will kill you. Now, the police commissioner is telling you in Edo State, if you are an Igbo person, don't come to Edo. Yoruba man, the news is here. He said kidnappers, armed robbers, and Igbo people should not come to Edo State. He's in a video. I told you this since 2009. I told you. You are busy backstabbing yourselves. You are busy. When Evasemunem was the Senate President, everybody was cajoling. They put in Chubu Kadibo. Then after that, there was this other man, Mwabara. After Mwabara, they used the Empire Sanim without shame. You people are... People say, oh, he doesn't have respect. You don't respect yourselves. How can anybody respect you? Igbo. You know, he here, you don't have any shame. Shameless bunch of idiots. You are now running about in newspapers talking. This one will talk from here. Isn't Igbo this one is an Igbo leader. How many Igbo leaders do you have? How many of you are Igbo leaders? Every monkey that goes to Abuja secures an Hausa boyfriend. For your information, how many you work in Hausa? These are Igbo men. Those that Hausa men sleep with, the way they sleep with women. Men without shame. They come out and they are your Igbo leaders. And you think Chukwuebema will bless you. You are dreaming. You are dreaming, I said. This is our news headline today. Kidnappers, armed robbers, and Igbo people should not come to Edo State. According to a Yoruba man. That's what fits you people. I'm not talking about the Oba Akinolu or Akiolu. Akiolu, I don't know what his name is. Oba of Lagos. This is another one today. The Edo State Police Commissioner is telling people, we don't want to see Igbo people here. Hey, also Abakweba. I told you. Very soon now, you see an Igbo man complaining. An Edo man slapped me today. And I'm not happy. This country is for everybody. Chai. The children of Zeke of Africa. When Mboni Ojike warned him, this nonsense you're going into will consume us. He said, no, we are clever. You know, then, you know, as they are moving their cattle, we are controlling them. Mazi Mboni Ojike told Nnamdi Azikiwe, this nonsense you're going into will consume everybody. Azikiwe said, no. I studied in Minnesota. Onwugo, what has become of his children? His children are suffering. That's what suits you people. It's Ndi Igbo, the tent. They say you shouldn't come to Edo State. I'm not going to. Onu becomes patron of IOC. Oh? Ono becomes patron of IOC. I don't know why I'm reading this news this evening or why Oge sent it to me, but I don't know. I'll read it. In Enugu State, 6,251 people apply for 400 teaching positions. Not that they're going to pay them all. Voluntary work. Because here they don't pay teachers. 6,251 apply for 400, but they are going to start today to come vote. They have no jobs, though. They don't know how to eat. And they are going to go and vote. Useless, useless people. The best thing for Igbos in Lagos is not to vote. Since it's Yoruba land, let the Yorubas decide the outcome now. Is that not correct? Yoruba land now. Is it not Yoruba land? Then let Yorubas decide the outcome in Yoruba land. Don't vote. And they'll respect you. We continue our work. We did not endorse APC as Igbo party, according to Ohanaeze. Some of you don't know that ABGA was meant to be an Igbo party. APC is an Islamic party. We know that very well. PDP is for criminals. Igbo people were in ABGA, founded by Chekwa Sokori, in case you don't know. In case you've been fed rubbish as usual. The person that made ABGA possible is Chief Chekwas Okorie. Not Ikemba. Not His Excellency. No. You know, some of you don't know history, do you? Chekwas Okorie made ABGA possible. And they stole it from him. The nonsense they tried with Radio Biafra. And we crushed them. Ground them into the dust. ABGA was meant to be an Igbo party. Chekwa Sokori floated another party called UPP, an Igbo party. But do you know that Ohanaeze doesn't even talk about their children who are seeking for high office in the zoo? Why is that the case? Because they are compromised to the core. Okay, son Abanyanaji. Shameful, hopeless men without honor. No shame. You don't have shame at all. This is Radio Biafra. The Oba of Lagos even came to Idumota today. Barrister is with me. And shut down Idumota and asked them to attend Ambode's campaign. Oba of Lagos came to Idumota and closed the hope. Come on, Zuzuruga, go to a PC campaign. Indeed, where is Zuzuruga? Hey, Chineke me. Barrister, you were born in Lagos. Things are happening over there. Very eminent and accomplished, but baptized in the fire of Biafra restoration. Barrister Memus is with us. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
Director, thank you for the beginning, from the beginning and to the end of this hour program. I don't know where you get all this news from. I know we blog. But some of the news are very shaky in mind. When you hear it, you don't want to hear it again. Why all these things coming at this point in time? Number of Yoruba, Lagos, threatening the Igbos. Now, the police commissioner from Edo, threatening Igbos again. Almost the same day. This one said this yesterday, this one again today. Only one type of human being. But we live in the same country. I just wish that all those Ezendibo, Ndoshi Nandama are hearing what we preach here on Radio Biafra. Especially that foolish guy who called in the morning that we talk and we talk, no action. I hope they are listening because it's becoming a disgrace the way our people are being spoken to. If only our people realize who they are, then I could take some solace in it. But they don't. The more you are preaching to them to get sense, the more they are still misbehaving, and the more they receive insults. Because when they say Igbos, we are all included. And of course, yes, we are Biafra.
No, but Barrister, it's you that's included, though, not me. I'm on Igbo. I'm a Biafran. I speak Igbo language.
I'm not.
Maybe you can be Igbo if you like. I am not. Don't include me, barrister.
Yeah,
these people are useless.
Yeah, you hear me?
They are useless.
We are Biafran. I say we are Biafran, but we speak Igbo.
Of course, yes. Thank you very much. Please, my apologies. I didn't hear you very well. I apologize.
That's what I'm saying. So, because of what we speak, there is a way it concerns you and I. And that is why we speak here every day. To get sense into our people. But it's most unfortunate that the people we're talking to, majority have gone bonkers. But that will not deter us speaking. Our people usually say, Anahepo, Njoma, Ajoma. You cannot say because your child is ugly, then you reject him or her. The fact is, we are out. And we are in it. And we will see this to the end of this particular earth. All of us. Nobody should ever look back. I must thank you for the lady that spoke to us this morning. The death of our professor is in all our hearts. And we can never forget him. Impossible. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, East, West, North, or South. This is our PM edition. All of you should open your ears and take in what has been preached here. It's not easy. Five people dedicated to what they are doing. Nobody's paying us. But we acknowledge all the contributions you're making for others to hear what we preach here on a daily basis. Because we took an oath individually that we will see this to the end. That's why you hear our voices every day, evening, night, and morning. Because we are concerned. We have pity on our people. Because all of us cannot be wise at the same time. Never should we all be foolish. Jonathan came and gone. Without even a history. That is forgotten. Gone to oblivion. Good evening, Director. I'll be here.
You will be, Barrister. And I welcome you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Of course, you are right. Somebody's wife is threatening to leave her job in Port Harcourt to come back to Aba because she went to Iguacha and she wasn't able to get CHK. His name is Joseph Obasi. He's from Aba. Good evening, Director. My wife visited me where I'm working. She stayed up to 2 good weeks by listening to Radio Biafra. She hardly ate. All she was doing was just listening to your voice all day and night. Now, she has gone back to Port Harcourt where she works. And she is threatening to come back to Aba because she couldn't get CHK. 97.6 in Iguacha. She tried 88.0. She wasn't getting it. She is threatening to leave Port Harcourt to come to Aba to stay with me so she can at least listen to Radio Biafra. A man is writing. Thank you very much for that. Everything, as I said before, the more support we get, the more we can do. That's all I can say. The more support we get, the more we can do. Be rest assured. And we'll do it. We didn't endorse APC as Igbo Party according to Ohaneze, Ndiyoshi, and the other, as I was saying before I was dutifully interrupted, and rightfully so, by the very eminent barrister himself, an attorney at law. Barrister, my amazing. I will recap, please, by way of headline. Kidnappers, armed robbers, and Igbo people don't come to Edo State according to Edo State Police Commissioner. We have the video, in case you want to see it. Onu becomes patron of IOC. IOC. We want to see what this means. I've not been through this news, but I saw IOC and I'm interested. I want to go there and find out why. Enugu, 6,251 people apply for 400 teaching positions. The number of people applying is very low because they know they don't pay teachers anyway. But people just want somewhere to go in the morning, rather than to be lazy at home. You just go out in the morning to go and gather up from or do somewhere, as they say, where we come from. We didn't endorse APC as Igbo party, according to Haneze. Why monkeys and baboons use multiple service providers in the zoo? Why monkeys and baboons? When I say monkeys and baboons, I mean Nigerians. That's their name. It's either you're a monkey or you're a baboon. You choose one. Because this is the Zoological Republic. It's a zoo. Presided over before by a zoologist, about to be taken over by a terrorist. The only country in the world to elect an active terrorist on duty. A terrorist on duty was elected. The president of the baboons and the monkeys, the animals of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Why their consumers use multiple service providers? Africa is not getting a fair deal at the UN, according to Robert Mugabe, who has been in power since heaven knows when. Typical African black man. As dark as hell. Evil man. He's trying to blame the UN, not blaming his rather, I don't know, I will call it poor policies. I don't know what to call it. I don't know what to call it. I have no idea what to call it. Africa not getting a fair deal at the UN, according to Mugabe. Are you a fair deal to your own people? You should be asking yourself. Some idiots will say, he's saying something nice, he's doing a good job. That rubbish. British forces fire 10,000 rounds every day during 8-year conflict with Taliban. 10,000 rounds of ammunition every day. People want us to march. I am reading this news for you to understand the scale and the volume of cost involved. 10,000 rounds of ammunition every blessed day in 8 years of conflict with Taliban. The British. The way the British support Islam, you would think that they never... Why did they even go to fight the Taliban? Since they're all Muslims anyway. We continue. Accounts of those suspected of funding terrorism frozen after massacre. So you allowed it to be running before. It's only now that you're actually freezing it. How sad can people be? How sad can they be? Very, very sad indeed. We continue. We must continue. SND Igbo in Lagos reacts to Oba of Lagos anti-Igbo comment. You're SND Igbo, but you're in Lagos. How foolish people are. How foolish they are. Mad, insane baboons. 15 ships arrive Lagos ports with petroleum products. 15 ships for a country of supposedly 160 million people. How you people love lying. The population of the zoo is not up to 70 million. Go and check it anywhere, any day. How many big towns do you have? How many people are in them? That tells you all you need to know. Everybody living in Ajegunle, in the heart of darkness, Lagos, can be housed in one estate in London. Everybody living in Ajegunle can be housed in how many buildings? In about 12 buildings. Of 50 story each. Is that not correct? Everything living in Ajegunle can be put in 12 blocks only. And there'll be space for landscaping and for children to go and play in the swing. Jungle over, we call it in those days. You people love lying because you are black people from Africa. You love lies. The population of the zoo is no more than 70 million. Where are these? Apart from the heart of darkness, maybe Abuja and maybe Kano with the presence of Igbo people. Everywhere you go to, Igbos are number two. Or should I say Biafrans are number two in population. And so how come all of a sudden you are 160 million? Well, anyway, people, if you include Niger, Chad and Cameroon and Benin Republic, if you include all Hausa speaking people of West Africa, maybe. 15 ships have arrived. A country with 4 refineries that import petrol. That tells you everything you need to know about them. The hopelessness of an average black person in Africa. From a former Muslim, you must ban Islam. In Islam, Muslims have the right to kill you. Rape, grab properties, your country, your money. It's all there, according to Allah. Allah says you should do all these things. Ndibo do not hate Buhari, according to me. I don't know the Ndibo he's referring to. I speak Igbo language and I hate him. I hate Buhari. If you don't know, let me tell you. Ndibo do not hate Buhari. You can see how foolish they are. How many Awusa men congratulated Jonathan when he won? Did Buhari congratulate Jonathan? The answer is no. Oh, you people. Stop the unbecoming comments against Yoruba of Lagos. What is happening? They said that they should stop. Yorubas are now warning everybody. Don't insult our Oba. Oba can say anything he likes. Don't insult him. According to Okorocha, Igbo people are ungrateful. Igbo people should be happy that Yorubas have allowed them to come to their place. Igbo people should be grateful to Lagos. According to Malam. How can Igbo one? Igbo leader. God. Iberibe warrior. Iberibe. Wunuk warrior. The former minister chief, Bola Kufuruju Olubi, has been sent to jail in the UK. He thought he can do what he does in Lagos, in London. Atienanga immediately. Mwabeke, don't take rubbish from you. One contempt of court, Bubuga no longer. You likoni immediately. They don't waste time. No, I'm a former minister. I used to go with Cyrene in Lagos. Come on, go to the prison and stay there. Black monkey in London talking rubbish. Kufuruji Olubi is in jail in London. He came to be big man in London. Do you know the man that the judge that jailed Kufuruji Olubi goes to work with a bicycle? But this baboon travels in a convoy of 8-9 cars with siren. A judge in England goes to work on a bicycle. You can see you and the judge can be on tube train going to work at the same time. If you touch him, he'll tell you, I'm sorry, please, sorry. If he bumps into you, he'll tell you how sorry he is. A chief judge that can destroy you in a second. A Yoruba man went along. You know, a baboon from Africa. Do you know who I am? I'm minister. I used to be minister. And I have convoy. I see I won't kakwa mupieba. Put him in the jail. He's in jail. Corrupt individuals. They think they can try that nonsense in London. They don't know who Oyibo is. They don't take chances. The bigger you are, the more they want to set example with you. So that others will learn from it. But I'm not sure that some of you do appreciate that. We must continue. The news in greater detail. Time here now is 3 minutes to 9 p.m. in the evening. We are live and we are direct. We are in Biafra land. Chukwu Abiama is our God in heaven presiding over what we are doing. And for his sake, Biafra will come. After our news summary, we will open our lines. Of course, having heard from the barrister before any other advent, as he would say. The news in greater detail, please. Kidnappers, armed robbers, and Igbo people should not come to Edo State, according to Yoruba man. There is a video to support it. In case you say, oh, who knows what? I have seen the video. In case you're saying, why are they saying this? What are they talking about? There is a video following it, showing the man saying all of these things. Here, we don't lie. We don't fabricate stories. No, we don't. We give you news sometimes and analysis. Before something happens, we tell you. Anything we tell you comes to pass. Everything is the truth. I challenged somebody, rang this morning, and said, some of the things you are saying you people are saying is the truth. What are those things that is not true that we say? This is my 28th year of studying Biafra. 20 years. I have been reading about Biafra. The clans and the languages spoken within Biafra. So I know what we're talking about. I couple it to one side immediately with reason and logic, not wasting time. That's why we went to school. People went to travel to London to go and read, maybe to go and start working and be earning money and have what is called 2 up, 2 down, 2.4 family. You and your wife and two kids with a car parked in the garage and one parked in the driveway. You have a house in the village. And every year you come back home for 2 weeks You buy rice, you buy wrapper for the village women, you give them to eat. They say, oh, he has come, our son is back. Oh, you go to village ceremony, you discharge a few bullets from double barrel, and then you board the plane again, and you go back to London. I said no to that. This thing here, I'm seeing in England, we are going to build it in Biafra land, even better. Then we started studying. What will make it possible for these things to happen where we come from? We found out there is one stumbling block. What is that? The ignorance of a black man. Ignorance. That's the only problem holding us from developing. Don't we have limestone at Nkalagu? Then why should only Dangote import cement? Previously, we had an Nkalagu cement factory. What happened to it? Nobody's asking simple questions. Golden Gino Mwaya. Ceramics Mwaya. What happened? About textile mill. About glass factory. Is it Nachi? Clay. I am telling you things that you will build houses with, and the house will look like one in London. Is it Nachi had it? Clay factory. Do you know it was started by a Yoruba man? The clay factory at Ezin Nachi. Mbakwe finished it. The military administrator that handed over to Mbakwe, I've forgotten the man, a Yoruba man. You know, sometimes I remember some of them and I'm thinking, oh my God, some of them are human beings. It was a Yoruba governor. You know, here we don't lie. A Yoruba governor started to build Ezin Nachi. The man wanted to replicate the same brick factory in his village. Yoruba man. Handed over to Mbakwe. Mbakwe finished it. Brought in engineers from Germany. They built a state-of-the-art factory. Where is it today? It has decayed. I begged Ohakim for 4 years that to allow white people to come there and revive the industry, create jobs for people of Ezin Nachi and Okigwe at large, to allow us to build houses that will compete with those abroad that they're buying abroad. He said no. Today, Ezin Nachi is still closed. Oh dear. And then you go to UN to go and blame white man. Africa is poor. What the white man? I am telling you, there are employment opportunities in Biafra land. The people stopping the reopening of all these factories that Okpara and Mbakwe built are Igbo men. Not Hausa men, not Yoruba men, Igbo men claiming their governors. What will it cost you to open every factory shut down? Nothing. Nkalagu cement factory is there. If you have been to Ebonyi, you will see where they laid the pipe. They go to the site and they crush the limestone into powder. They pump it through a tube all the way to the rotating clean at the factory. And cement is being produced. Niger Sem. That's what it's called. Okpara built Niger Steel. Steel! So that we could have made cars. If it's possible, yet Enugu. Oh my goodness. Niger Gas was there. Everything was planned for. Michael Okpara, Sam Mbakwe. You see those two people? You see those two? Chukwuma will bless them, wherever they are. Have you asked yourself, what became of those factories? Even Alice Madeke built one. Or he commissioned. No, he didn't actually build. He commissioned it. You know, Mbause. Oil mill. Do you know how they powered the place? The white man built it so cleverly. Do you know how they generate electricity at Mbause? They using Kikrako. The shell, palm kernel shell. They burn it. It converts water into steam. The steam turns the turbine. That's a generator in Mbause. But the village doesn't have any light. And the factory is closed. Now, ask yourself, those of you planning to go and vote on Saturday, how we have been voting for them. The more we vote for them, the more factories close down. The more you vote, the more shutdowns of factories. Then why are you bothering to go and vote? Simple question. I'm sure most of you can't answer it. I see politicians like churches. The more you build, the poorer you become. The more you vote for them, the poorer your lives are. Very sad indeed. We continue. We are alive and we are dead, and Chukwu Abiyama is God in heaven. Stop insulting our Oba according to OPC. OPC warns Nigerians. Don't insult Oba. Yeah, one Nigeria, a country united and under unity. You are united under unity. Oh dear. And this OG, black people, they amaze me. They amaze me, honestly. People wonder why I watch Eden, which Barrister Mambezi converted me to. I went to Barrister's house, was in Eden, a very beautiful channel. Only nature, they show. And then National Geographic, Wild. Those are my two favorite channels. Because I love watching the behavior of animals. Because it's not different from what I see on the streets in Africa. There's no big difference. It's the same thing. You run down your factory in your village. Mugabe goes to UN and is saying Africa is not getting a good deal. How much will it take to revive a Zinati clay factory? Clay factory. So all these useless plates you import from China, we can be making it no more. At ceramics, no more. Washan basin, bathtub, Umuahia can make it. Why are they not making it in Umuahia? Because of black people in this COG is in charge. Black. Ceramics Umuahia, Ojo Zokalu stole it and said he's giving it to Catholic Church. And I asked him, since when did the Catholics start to make plate? And WC. And they are now using Umuahia to mold Arose. That's what they used it for. They say they are molding things that they pray with. And okay, I am building a house and I want to buy a toilet seat for the house or wash hand basin. Where do I go to? Containers coming from China. But we can make it here at home. That's what the bad factory is. No, you can't. Oh. They are making something for Virgin Mary. No. Ah, and this OG black. Lord have mercy. So you're telling me, I am telling white people why they shouldn't give money to Africa. I don't know why white countries bother giving money to Africa. Can they please ask the zoo politicians, Nigerian, why are these factories closed down? Why is Aba produces glass for your Alumaco window? Why should they import it from China? Ordinary aluminum glass window. We can make it in Aba. Aba glass factory. Down. Textile mill. Textile for clothing. Down. Only two I can remember. Some are coming. Umuahia ceramics. Closed. Golden Guinea. Closed. Ulon Nampam settlement. Closed. Niger Steel at Enugu. Shut down. Niger Gas at Emene, shut down. Anamco, shut down. Nkalagu Cement Factory, shut down. Everywhere shut down. Why are you shutting down factories? Where will people go to work when they graduate? I'm asking you. Sorry, they will join Wazirik and doing thuggery and kidnapping. Oba of Lagos threat to Ndi Igbo. Igbos are ungrateful to Lagos according to Okorocha. Onye Awusa na-ekwu okwu ebe a. He has spoken. Awusa man, Okorocha Malam himself, have just spoken. Our people are in serious trouble. But let's go and see what OPC is saying. Stop the unbecoming comments against Oba of Lagos. OPC warns Nigerians. Nigerians have been warned by the Odua People Congress to stop the unbecoming comments against the Oba of Lagos, Real One Akiolu. This was disclosed in a statement issued by the National Coordinating Council of OPC, Comrade Monsuru Akonde. Akiolu has been under fire since Monday when he reportedly threatened the Igbos living in Lagos to either vote for the APC governorship candidate, Mr. Akinwumi Ambode, or perish in the lagoon. Akonde said the Yoruba institutions should not be trampled upon. Sorry, and all those involved in the unbecoming comments against the Oba should desist from doing so. And Oba said, if you don't vote APC, I will kill you. But this is the same faction of OPC that was given pipeline protection contract by Jonathan that said they are supporting PDP. And now they are going back to APC, which is what Yorubas do. And they're saying don't make unbecoming comments of the Oba. They did not say that what the Oba said was wrong by threatening fellow baboons and monkeys in the zoo called Nigerians of Igbo extraction? No. The Oba is right then. Because they're the ones who is going to do the killing for the Oba. OPC. People before that, when they see an Igbo person coming in Lagos, they run away. All of a sudden, they have grown wings. Hanesent or mad people. The institution of the Oba, in according to their statement, the institution of the Oba is one of the Yoruba race, is one the Yoruba race hold in high esteem, and the OPC as irredentist defenders of grammar, irredentist defenders of Yoruba culture and heritage, will therefore not tolerate anybody, irrespective of their places of birth, of conviction, to denigrate what their host Yorubas hold sacred. Who Yorubas are hosting you in Lagos, and you are in one country. That's what suits you. OPC before, when they see a Biafran coming, they run away. All of a sudden, they are warning you, don't say anything. They are going to, about to throw you into the lagoon. Mad people. Igbos are ungrateful. According to Okorocha, in Lagos, you must do as you're told. This is the man some of you are planning to vote for. Can you find Owerri? What's going on in Owerri, please? What happened in Owerri? Find out what's going on there, please. Immediately. What is going on there with our station? What's going on? The provocative comment made by Oba of Lagos, Rewan Akili, on Sunday at his palace has been the major issue in town now, and it is also causing controversy in political field arena. Several Igbo people, politicians, social groups, and many others has condemned the provocative comment by Oba of Lagos, while some Igbo believe that such statement is just a mere joke from the Royal Highness Rewan Akiolu, Akinolu. Such people are the Nigeria-renowned economist advisor, Professor Patutomi Onyibokop, who came to defend the Oba statement, saying, he says worse to me. So the Oba insults you in Lagos and you stay there. Patutomi. No wonder they were promoting him before. So they can insult you and you take it. Typically, woman. Anything I can make any more. Anything you can do to buy a 4x4 Jeep. That's all. Oh my God. While also that provocative comments have also divided some of our individual public figures, such as ex-minister Obi Ezekwesili, the harlot of Hausa men, and veteran Nollywood actress Joke Silva. What's that supposed to mean? Anyway, Joke Silva. I thought it was a joke. However, the APC has disassociated themselves and also condemned such provocative comments from the upper of Lagos to Igbo people in the state, while media personality and former winner of Big Brother Africa, Gunu Korinyon Yefeba, and want the proper news on Okorocha, joining in to defend that what the Oba said is the Imo State Governor, Rochas Okorocha, who says that APC has been the party that has protected Igbo people's lives and properties over the years. He further says that APC government has the power to make life difficult for all Igbo traders and residents in Lagos if they so wish. The Imo State Governor, Rochas Okorocha, is in support of the Oba of Lagos, who threatened Igbos residing in Lagos of death inside the lagoon if they fail to vote for APC Lagos governorship candidate Ambode, whom he claimed he handpicked for the position. Welcome to the zoo. Obama, are you listening? David Cameron, are you listening? Or you are incapable of reasoning? That was reported in the morning. We covered it in the morning about the burning of the church where the pastor's daughter died because somebody converted from Christianity to Islam. Nobody killed them. And then, okay, Obama's brother have now joined Hamas. Says Jerusalem is ours. We are coming. Agwa mo na. Oh God. At last. At long last. Anything we tell you is going to happen is going to happen. Barack Obama's brother. Oh my God. I want to read this news at last. Please hold it for me. Barack Obama is here. The news is here. My goodness me. His name is Malik Obama. He was at an event titled Orphans Development Fund Conference. He's saying he is going to join Hamas to bomb and kill Israelis because they own Jerusalem. But does anyone have the Bible with them? Can you find the Bible for me? Who actually built Jerusalem? Who made Jerusalem a holy place? Is it not through the grace of heaven when Israelis were there in the old? All of a sudden, everybody wants Jerusalem. And it was the Catholic Church that gave Islam the right to do what they're doing. It was the deal that the Catholic Church cut with Islam, with Muhammad. Most of you don't know that Muhammad's first wife was a Roman Catholic nun. Muhammad of Islam, the first wife was Roman Catholic. That is why they used chaplet in Roman Catholic, and they used the same thing in Islam, the same bead. The same bead they used to pray. The first wife of Muhammad was a Roman Catholic woman. Catholicism did not want to go and take Jerusalem by force. They raised Islam for Islam to go and take it by force for them. But when Islam got there, they stayed put. They didn't want to go anymore. They stayed put. Who's saying this again now? Is it Danjuma? They killed and starved us. Now they have joined hands to abuse our hero. Civil war would have ended earlier if Ojukwu had acted like Jonathan by capitulating, according to T.Y. Danjuma. I cannot believe no, but I told you. The reason what they are doing now was exactly what they did to the Jews in Europe. They keep insulting you publicly so that when they start killing you, nobody will complain. They will say you deserve it. It's a classic strategy. I studied the Jewish Holocaust. Before they started killing Jews everywhere, they spent years disabusing the minds of, in fact, basically preparing the minds of people to accept the death of a Jew as being normal. That is why the Oba can come and say, I will kill you and throw you in the lagoon. Everybody's laughing. Don't worry. If you want to live well in Lagos, vote for APC. Something greater is coming. That is why everybody must support Radio Biafra. Must! This message, I wish Lagos was on CHK. Hiya. Arugare Menabalia. We can actually take over Lagos if we want to. We can take Lagos from Yoruba people. After all, women came there and took them over. Umuwanyi came to Yoruba land and conquered them. Who are they? These are natural born cowards. I don't blame T.Y. Danjuma. Ohanaeze is looking for 5 billion in the ocean. That is why they keep insulting themselves. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. Ono becomes patron of IOC. I don't know what the meaning of IOC. Let's try and find out. Is it IOC or IOE? I don't understand what they're talking about here. I hate this news without any meaning. It doesn't make sense to me. Director of Federal Polytechnic Anambra State, Professor Godwin Ono, has been elected and inaugurated as honorary fellow and patron of the Institute of Entrepreneurs of Nigeria. But they said it's IOC. It's IOE rather. It's not IOC. So it's not news worth reading. This is for gossip and for chat. It is not news worthy of Radio Biafra that somebody was appointed chairman of Institute of something. Is that news? God, news. As an Okwade, there is no light. That is news. No drinking water. People are drinking water from waterproof bag like monkeys. That is news. There are no jobs. That is news. People are being killed by the zoo police, Nigerian police. That is news. The army is abusing the authority. That is news. Igbo politicians have refused to reopen the factories that would have employed their children, stopping them from going to Lagos and being insulted by the Oba of Lagos. That is news. Not somebody being appointed the chairman of somewhere. That is nonsense. That is not news. We did not endorse APC as Igbo Party or Hanese. That's only, anywhere that is, they smell, they remind me of shark in the water. Anywhere they smell blood, they start going. Or Hanese, once they see an opportunity to make money, they never ever comment. Once they must calculate the financial reward. If I say this thing now, who is going to give us money? Who wouldn't give us money before they speak? Why are they like this? Ohanaeze was set up by Hausa Fulani people. They handpicked the men in Ohanaeze, gave them prominence, gave, made them ministers, made them this and that. Say, oh, you answer Ohanaeze. Did anybody elect Ohanaeze for one day? Did anybody appoint anybody to Ohanaeze one day? Oh, Ohanaeze, you do shina Lagos and Abuja. Oh, man, I'm Ohanaeze chieftain. Did we elect you, Ohanaeze chieftain? Did we elect you as a chieftain in Ohanaeze, Ndiyoshi na Ndiara? Mad people, atoro. Hopeless fools. Grown-up men that don't have any honor or decency. And this is a prominent member of caretaker committee of Ohanaeze Ndiwo. Dr. Aja Nwachukwu. Then tomorrow you have caretaker committee of the caretaker committee. Mad people. His name is Dr. Aja Nwachukwu. On Wednesday, disassociated the group from the comments credited to the chairman of the committee, Chief Ralph Obioha, that it had endorsed the APC as a party for Igbo people. So, Ralph Obioha said APC is Igbo party under Ohanaeze. So, APC will give him money. Then this one is saying, oh, it is not, so that PDP can give him money. I told you, they never say anything without money. Igbo. Shameless fools. Nwachukwu, who is a former minister of education, told journalists in Abakiliki that the views expressed by the chairman were personal and did not represent the collective interests of Igbo people in Nigeria and beyond. When was the last time Ohanaeze represented your interest, please? Can anybody please put up their hand and tell me, when was the last time you can remember Ohanaeze Atorunegu represented anybody? When was that? Please tell me. Is it when you took $5 billion from Jonathan not to allow the dead bodies of your children to come back here? When did you represent Igbo interest? Insane people. Despite the constant battle among mobile phone operators in the zoo for supremacy in the market, consumers are still careful to use more than one service provider to meet the... This is not news now. Hi. In Biafra land, if you are on a particular network and you call that same network, it will be free. You know that telephone companies were making money from people in Europe. European Union sat down, called them to a meeting and told them, you must cut down the price of calls. If you don't, we shut you down. And what did they do? Because these are lawmakers. They had to obey immediately. That's why you can now go to Europe and receive a call for 5p per minute. In fact, I use a particular network in the UK. There are some countries I go to, like France. It's like I'm in the UK with 3 network. Don't change you anything. Do you know that calls are so cheap in the UK that for £10 only in a month, £10, you get 1,000 minutes to call any network anytime. If you're on contract, as some of us are, it's unlimited. You can sleep on the phone if you like. But some of you are thinking, but the telecommunication company, they're not making money. You are dreaming. They are. They are being forced to go and develop other areas. Then they sell you packages. Maybe it is the phone that tie you to the contract, or it could be the data they're charging you. You must make your money one way or the other to expand the economy. Allowing people to communicate expands the economy. But monkeys and baboons, what do they know? In the UK, they're still building railway line. They are building high-speed train. Ask anybody. Is it H2O, they call it, or whatever it's called? The high-speed train, too. So you can get from Birmingham to London within an hour. High-speed train. You can travel from London to Paris with a train. They dug a tunnel under the sea. Under the sea, the Channel Tunnel. You can be on a train without taking a ferry or an aeroplane. You are in Paris. In 30 minutes, the crossing is taking 30 minutes. Under the sea, they tunneled it. Do you know why to communicate is very good? That is the only way an economy can grow. And if you allow your infrastructure, especially to grow. No longer when you go to ATM, they say, oh, no network could have swallowed my card. You don't know these things, do you? I said, wait until we start to build Biafra. If you come to this land, you open your mouth and be watching. And what I want white people to say, we never thought this type of civilization is possible in a black continent. I do what I do out of pride for our people, our ancient people of Biafra. I don't think there's anything a white man can do that we cannot do. That is why I don't beg them for jobs. I never did. If you like, you give me. If you like, you don't. That is your business. I don't care. My hands and my feet are not broken. If I don't like it, I go and do something about it. And that is exactly what we are doing. We want to build a civilization here that the world will be proud of. If you come in here, if your sweet falls on the ground, you pick it and put it in your mouth and continue eating it. Very, very clean. We'll build it. I'm not afraid of hard work. IPOB can never be afraid of hard work. Never, ever, ever we'll build it here. After all, we wanted to go and rebuild the Zinachi from nothing. I said to Hakim, give us this very plant. And you see the type of houses we will build in Imo State. When people come here, they will marvel. They will say, he said no. Is the Zinachi working till today? The answer is no. It's not working. Typical black people. Orala. Ekwensu. Black people. And Mugabe is telling us that Africa is not getting a fair deal. Why should they get a fair deal? You people are lucky. If I'm white people, if I see black, I will be anyway. They're experimenting with us already. So they're doing the right thing because we are daft. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, who has been in power for God knows how many years, launched a wide-ranging attack on Western colonization in Africa and recent intervention in the Arab world. And he made his first state visit to South Africa in 21 years. The veteran 91-year-old leader seized the opportunity of a televised press conference with President Jacob Zuma in Pretoria to lambast the UN, the United States, and former colonial power Britain. We want a political environment in which we are not interfered with by outsiders and we become masters of ourselves in Africa. Of course, yes, I agree with you. But you must leave power first of all. When Obama was interfering in the Zoo election, no Hausa man was complaining. No Fulani was complaining. Everybody knew that was a breach of acceptable international diplomatic protocol for Obama to be meddling openly in the election in the Zoo. Everybody's a black man anyway. He doesn't know how to obey protocol. That is why in America, they will never ever vote for a black man again. It's over. With Obama, it's one. It's gone. And if I'm there, I won't even vote for a black person anyway. I won't. This one has been in power for heaven knows. Is it nearly 30-something years or 40-something years old? Mugabe in power. What are you looking for that you have not done? For nearly 40 years, he's been in power. Mugabe. Typical black man. Mugabe, his type cannot live in the Western world. People will come out on the street. They will protest. Police will shoot some people. They will get Mugabe. They will tear his head off. So to serve as a lesson for other people. Never. But in Africa, we are so docile and so timid. It's the timidity. That's why flogging us at the primary school is not good. That's why we cannot rebel. That is why today nobody can rebel. If you see a politician holding your money, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. You're answering yes sir. Very sad indeed. Mugabe is in power. I don't know why white countries bother giving aid to Africa. Black Africa is a useless continent. People here are hopeless. British forces fired 10,000 rounds of every day during their 8-year conflict with the Taliban. Some 27 million rounds were fired. Do you know how much? 27 million bullets and rounds, mortar rounds, were fired from the army's SA-80 assault rifles. New figures show that 7 rounds were fired every 20 minutes at the Taliban. A further 80,000 105 millimeter artillery shells were used during the 8-year war. Apache gunships also blasted 55,000 30 millimeter rounds at the insurgents. Are you pondering what we are pondering? This is what it takes to build an army. That is why we need your help. People asking us to march. Amama with Ota, Bo and Aro, we are going to march with. You think we're going to fight Aboki? Is that what you think? You think Malam Nachinama is who you are fighting? Ndibo do not hate Buhari, but I do. Because I'm not an Igbo. I speak Igbo. I'm a Biafran. So I hate Buhari. So he's talking about you people. The national chairman of the APGA, Chief Victor Ume, has urged the president-elect Major General Muhammadu Buhari to implement the report of the national conference. Oh, Jonathan did not implement it. It's Buhari that will. So why didn't you call upon Jonathan to implement the national conference recommendation? He contested and the PDP rigged him out. The same way they rigged out Chekwa Sokoli. Oga Adrehanama, telling you. 15 ships arrived Lagos ports with petroleum products and others. 15 ships laden with various products including petrol, kerosene, aviation fuel, rice. Oh, I thought you said Awasa is feeding everybody. Dangote rice has come in. Because of Dangote rice, Adani rice is not being sold. Abakiliki rice, nobody wants it. Why? Dangote is importing rice. But we have rice already. Why are you importing it? Depleting the so-called foreign reserves you have. Because an Awasa man, he wants it. He is the Grand Commander of Nigeria. G-Con. You know, they call them Con. Con men, they are. Commander of Nigeria and the ocean now. Mad people. Ships have come in carrying petrol, but you have refinery, no petrol, and you want me to regard you as a human being. You are insane. You are insane. Lazy people. Lazy people. You must ban Islam if you want to survive. You ban Islam. We continue. Robert Spencer with jihadiwatch.org has sent an article from a former Muslim turned atheist from Turkey, Sekan Engin, and is also trying to explain to non-Muslim readers why Islam is far worse than Nazism. It should give readers an understanding into the extreme problems rampaging in the Islamic world right now and spread to other countries as well. It also explains why Palestinians feel entitled to Israel although they are recent illegal jihadi occupiers on the land, which is correct. Second, Egan wisely concluded his article by stating all actions about Islam must be forbidden, and the propagandists of Islam, including the terrorists here, Buhari and Okorocha, must be judged because of their instigating crimes and hate, murder, rape, grab of land, crimes against humanity. Otherwise, the world will meet with a big tragedy when the Islamists will get more power as the world suffered because of Nazism, with Obama as their head. Obama is a representative of Satan. Obama is like Lucifer. I'm telling you the truth. One day, when I resort, I told you so. Lucifer, no, no, Jacob. Anyway, he's a black man. What do you expect when you see OG from Africa? Wicked and devilish. A Yoruba man or Yoruba woman, I don't know who or he or she is. Chief Bola Kufruji Olubi, Candice Rosibotoshi in the zoo. Rogues. Appears to be serving out a 1 month prison sentence in the UK after being found guilty of contempt of court on February the 18th and ordered to be remanded at Holloway Prison immediately. Chief Kufuruji Olubi, a former bank chief executive who served as a minister during the tenure of Chief Ernest Shonekan and General Sani Abacha, was convicted of contempt of court on February 18th by Justice Michael Burton of the Commercial Division of the High Court of Justice, Queen's Branch Division. She was found guilty of disobeying the orders of the court and remanded in custody at Holloway. Apparently, Chief Kufuruji Olubi attempted to repeat the levity with which high-profile individuals usually treat court orders in the zoo. You know, they come to Lagos, a court order, they abandon it. This monkey went to London. And they thought, oh no, we can ignore the court order. You know, after all, I used to be former minister. I have stolen money. I have a bank account in Switzerland. I want to get in prison immediately. You haul away prison immediately. If you live in London, you know Holloway Prison. Go and put the bastard there immediately. For contempt of court. This is a civilized country, they said to her. When a court orders you to do something, you do it. A court is a court of law. A court of law. What they say is final. Here, soldiers don't go to the polling booth. Even they live inside the polling station. A country without law yet they have lawyers only in the zoo. Mad, mad, insane people. She's in prison. Maybe they even threw away the keys there and wore her. They think they can treat the court of England, Her Majesty's court, with contempt. If the court asks the queen to come, you see how she will come to court. The queen's daughter, Princess Anne, was fined for speeding. They said, but this is, the court sits in her mother's name, Her Majesty's court services. Her Majesty. Her Britannic Majesty, if I give her a full title. Queen Elizabeth, her daughter, Princess Anne, was found speeding. Police gave her a ticket. Ma'am, can you come to court, please? And she came to court and was fined. Who are you? Nobody is above the law. It doesn't matter who you are. Even if you have to write that law, it doesn't matter. If that is why I think that white people, let me say, are very, very intelligent people. I give them that white people are very, very clever. They don't, when it comes to law, there is no sentiment. If you like, go and bring down the moon and the sun for them. Any day you break the law, you go to prison. They will tell you, okay, we thank you for what you have done for us in the past, but you broke the law. The law must be obeyed. Because if you break the law, this one breaks the law, there will be lawlessness. It's brain in the mind, not black people. We have concluded with our news presentation this evening. Please, our lines are now open. Get the barrister for me, please. Barrister Mamesu, I need the barrister to come back to me for us to continue with our analysis this evening before our lines open to the public. And this evening, you will speak your mind. And when you do so, the whole world will listen. Rue ebenine owasotru, to the ends of the earth. Let's go to the line and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Sukwudo Zoma, calling from Owerri.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, I want to congratulate you for all your efforts towards the Biafra restoration.
Thank you.
Please, for the past 3 days, Owerri station, we've not been getting, Owerri station is not on air.
Yes, it hasn't been on air because somebody wanted to sell the information to our enemies. So we had to move it from there. We got of course, you know, we have intelligent people. We got intelligence from inside the police that they have discovered the person looking after our station was drunk. He was smoking cannabis. And after that, he went to a bar and was talking. After all, he was boasting. After all, he's looking after the radio station. And people heard it. But people from inside the police called us. Our Biafrans inside the police told us that they are coming. They have discovered the place. We should move it. And then we moved it. Acting on intelligence. That's what we did.
Okay, sir.
Okay, but it's coming back. It will come back. Be rest assured. It will come back. The barrister has come to me. And I must defer to him, of course. We have men everywhere. Army, police, SSS, everywhere. We have Biafrans. And they think it is those with Igbo names. No, not at all. There are those, even our worser men, that love our Christians, that love what we are doing. They give us information. For your information. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Please go ahead.
Director, thank you for the news and all the information given to us this evening on Radio Biafra. That is the issue with Mugabe. I know you have a bit of thingy within, but I have given you reasons why I love the guy. In as much as he's there for the past 30 odd years, he has prevented Tony Blair, John Major, and all the British prime ministers from encroaching into his land. Mugabe stood steadfast, protecting the land of Zimbabwe. He is a tyrant. You might see him that way, but the protection of his own land is very obvious. As they sent Manga Tsvangirai against him, that guy did not succeed. Remember Buthelezi, what he did with Mandela?
Yes.
And you cited it some few days ago, Director. They will always send your own brother against you to ruin you
So they'll come in and take whatever they want to take. Mugabe stood fast to protect his land, land distribution. He took it all away from the whites, gave it back to the black people. You know what we suffer here? Buy a house. After 100 years, the land and the house go back to the owners of this particular country. But in our own, Britain have land in New Zealand. They have land in South Africa. They have land in Australia. They have land everywhere. But here, whatever belongs to them, belongs to them. But what belongs to you and them. Directly, if you refuse, they find a way to kill you off and cover it up easily. So Mugabe has the right to speak out. This is what this guy was saying earlier before they killed him. The Libyan leader. He tore the UN Charter and said it's all rubbish. He tore it in front of them. They have enough grudges against this guy. What did he do? They'll find one thing against you in order to delete you and delete your life. That is the one we live in. But when we go abroad, we behave ourselves. If you don't, they'll deal with you just like that Yoruba woman. Contempt of court. It's an offense. And she did not escape it. This is no zoo. Where they will ask you, come to police station. You bribe some few individuals and you will sit where you already sat. No moving, no shaking. Now, it has been a long time we've been talking about Obama being a Muslim. Now, it's obvious. The brother has joined Hamas.
Yes.
Radio Biafra has been saying this from day one. As you would put it, that everything we say here is gospel, is the truth. It's panning out gradually. And the world are listening. It's not only Africans are listening to Radio Biafra. A lot of people are listening to us worldwide. What we do here is magic. It's not just ordinary plastic surgery.
Barrister, do you know that Barrister, please, sorry to interject. Do you know that even some radio stations we are being told, even their presenters listen to Radio Biafra? And they are sending
of
us, they are congratulating us and sending us their messages of goodwill. Presenters in radio stations, can you believe that?
What we are doing here is more than phenomenal. What we are doing is the handprints of Chukwu Abiyama. And we're not carrying any heavyweight. We're not carrying any load. It's just on the air. As you rightly cited earlier. If they want to destroy it, they should go to heaven and see if they can destroy it. What we are doing here is the grace of Chukwu Abiyama. And we are proud that this is what we are doing for our people. We are not here for selfish end. What we are here is for the goodness of mankind. Live and let live. Stop killing one another. As we cannot create, even ordinary hair, we cannot create it as human beings. Why wasting blood? Why wasting life? Why? What we preach here is according to how Chukwu Abiyama created this world. Let there be peace. But somebody from somewhere will leave his own country to come to your own country, divide you, take whatever that belongs to that land, and come back here to look after his own. As you said earlier, when I look at human beings and you watch animals, they are all different. You study sometimes, you like to do part-time in other things. Not every time you look into the law book or look into other books. You watch nature and see how we are made. Not those ones put in a cage. Not the ones that built a house in a zoo. No. Natural. You watch their habitats, the way they behave. And then you compare yourself. Director, what we do here, anybody who says that what we do here is not making inroads, the person is deceiving himself or herself and cannot accept the truth, whoever the person is. For me, Mugabe has held Zimbabwe. If you study the history of this guy, how he was punished, put in prison for almost 8 years. You wouldn't want him to just relinquish authority like that. because those who are after him are still alive.
But he's a dictator. Barrister, he should put the interest of his country first. He's a dictator. Anybody in power for more than 8 years, what are you doing there? What are you looking for there? What are you doing?
I understand what you mean. Huh? Let me tell you, Director. You see, once you are in power, anybody who is after you, we use your own people. And then when those your own people are coming to take your life, what do? You cost them. Look at Saddam Hussein. If Saddam Hussein alive, would you think that what is happening now could ever happen? This man managed to hold his people down. Look at what's happening in Libya. Still in power. They will bring some few people to come and cause trouble. So when those people come around you, what do? You crush them in order to keep safe. That is what is happening worldwide, Director. All these men are mentioned their name that were just killed unceremoniously. Don't you know that they were holding something in their own country? Now look at what is happening. Libya has gone into bananas. And look at what is happening in Iraq. Of course, the British, the ones, they have to sell the ammunition because that's the way they treat. Whatever you have, that is what you will sell. And then through that sale, you eat. There are a lot of things involved, politics and economics. I remember when I was writing my dissertation on criminology. They asked, do crime help? Or does it serve the interest of justice or not? Yes, it does. Because without catching a criminal, a prison warden will not be there. He will not face his family. Police will not arrest. They will not earn money. Judges will not sit there. They will not earn money. So crime does work. It does work. But they will tell you another way and say, no, it doesn't. But if it doesn't, all those people that are employed to work, how will they eat? How will they feed? This is pure economics. But our people do not know this. Mugabe is there. He's holding his hand, his land, so firmly. They have tried in many ways. But the guy is still there. And of course, those who are trying to remove him, he will crush them. But also, as you sit there now, all these fake people that reported and said, if you catch them, are you going to leave them? No. You either lock them up or you kill them. So when you're doing that, they'll say you're a dictator. Director, please look into this way. This way I'm speaking to you now. That is how most of the things operate. You they don't want you to be there. They want to remove you. Look at what happened to Biafran. We have come over the world. What did we do to Britain? They come to our land, uprooted us, and gave us into the hands of Alpha Flani Boko Haram and Yoruba. Kill us. And up to today, our people are dying. And they brought church on top of it to mellow your heart so that you cannot react just like those ones who are reacting. Church is gone. Are people killed every day? Are we reacting? No. It's not because when the officer came up to come and say, hey, look at what is happening to you. Majorities of our people live in darkness because we don't read newspapers. We don't listen to radio because we are busy doing businesses and other things. Building hotels. Look at all the things you mentioned that have been closed. Ceramics, cargo cement, rice industry, glass industry, everything powered to director. And these are the things Biafra has made to feed their own people. And everything so far, getting to Abuja, once you finish the bus, you have to go to Zungeru to go and do your youth call. That's assuming if you come back alive. Opportunity cost is defined as the alternative for God in economics. Without this, in law, they say sine qua non. Without this, this wouldn't have happened.
So is somebody...
When you woke up in the morning, sorry?
Barrister, I'm saying, for me personally, I don't see any justification for dictatorship. I'm a Democrat at heart. Honestly, I'm a Democrat at heart. Because the best thing for you to do is to educate your people to understand. Rather than going after people, I'll give you an example, Barrister, with the informants at Enugu selling information. How did we silence them? Did we order for them to be killed? And they'll be killed. But did we go after them to kill them? The answer is no. I said nobody should touch them. We used exactly what they did. They planted doubt in the minds of people. The only way for us to respond is not by going and killing anybody. No, is by showing the world that they are liars. That is the best way to kill them. So I cannot understand why people should not invest money in educating their people. The what leads to dictatorship in Africa is lack of proper, meaningful education. If you educate the people to hold to account those in authority, life becomes a lot more easier. Dictatorships can no longer survive. Okay, you are an Igbo man. Why is it that Biafran people never transited from being what I call a mosaic society into that of dictatorship and then conquest? Every part of the world, people went to war. They conquered people. They subjugated them. Why is it that Biafrans never went to war to conquer anybody? Therein lies the answer. Because every Biafran has common sense. If you come to somebody, you tell them what to do. Do you feed me? Simple. And you go home. Because you don't feed me, you can't tell me what to do. So the only thing left for you is to appeal to my reason. We built a society based on appealing to reason. People don't know what we are doing here. We are going back to how ancient we were before. Our forefathers. Our forefathers never forced anybody. I'll conquer you. You'll be my slave. No. I will appeal to your reason because I believe that in every Biafran is the ability to receive, to accept the truth when they hear it. It's a spiritual thing about us. And because of that, once you appeal to our reason, we say, that's all that we need to say. And then they follow you. Once we have that, there is no need for dictatorship. I hate dictatorship because it does tend to draw back the thinking faculties of man. And then anything that will not advance knowledge, I don't like it. I want people to keep learning. I love knowledge to advance.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough, all you say. You see, since we started Radio Biafra, you know we've met quite a lot of resistance.
Of course.
People who believe and those who even don't want to hear you. My little miss was writing to me on Facebook. They have been listening to Radio Biafra. In a way, all of a sudden the light was taken away. Now, when you don't have the ingredients to educating those you're supposed to educate, you said earlier this morning that Owori has to be educated because the foolish boy who was smoking marijuana. Now, if he listened a little bit and the light he was using to listen to us was cut off, that is it. But if they have sustainable energy continuously, yes, the education will make inroads. But your people everywhere, all over the zoo and the Biafra land, they do not have that particular equipment to listen to what we are doing. After all we are doing here is education. We educate our people, a handful accept it. See those who are eating with Rocha Sokorocha, who believe that the APC supposed to kick our people off from the track because he did not receive the vote he wanted to receive in Imo State. That is why Erota is crying foul. And that is the same man. This terrorist came to make the Ohanese or Idan Bivo. And the guy is crying foul because I had the conversation with the leader, the speaker of the house from Imbise, somebody who was talking that Erota Sokorocha is a man who you cannot trust. Is a man who does not even know our culture. And this is the same man who has been imposed on us because he wants to Islamize our people. Right, so what we do here is educate our people. We've been educating them, but there's no light. And they will not allow us to have the light, so we don't manufacture things that we're supposed to manufacture. And all these things are gang ups against the Afrans. A dumb man is now a police commissioner talking about Igbos. They shouldn't come here. Does he know how many houses built by Igbos in Edo? When you go around and start fishing the Igbos, both in the zoo and in the Biafra, especially in the zoo, if they start taking their houses away, that place will collapse. They are making noise. But the people we are trying to support, are they supporting us? No. You had a fool who spoke this morning. Some are true, some are not. Tell us the one that is not, so we can redress it. I think I've spoken enough.
Barrister, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Sometimes we doors tend to sharpen. As they say, is it iron sharpened iron? Is that correct? My goodness me. There is nothing better than intellectually charged exchange. I love that. I want to learn all the time. There is nothing better than learning. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, director, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down. Your name and where you are.
Onyoga Adarema, Atolu Gomiye down. Onyoga Adarema, director, Adarema, Maruye Dige, Dige.
Ise. Thank you very much.
You're a great man, director, sir.
Thank you.
My prayer is that Shukwa Biama will bless you in the morning, bless you in the day, bless you in the evening and in the night.
Thank you.
You're a great man.
Thank you very much.
You are the best gift Shukwa Biama gave to their friends, director.
Thank you.
You are the best gift. I thank God. I always glorify Shukwa Biama that you are a dear friend. I always glorify Shukwa Biama, director. You're a good man.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
There will be no second you. Never. Maybe. Have the equivalent. Somebody that looks now, they will never find another card. Never. I said this in 2013 that our people will not understand until they lose what they have. Never understand until they lose what they have. Nando, you are the best from Shukwa Biama nation of this time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Nanda. Kadregelama.
Thank you.
I want our people to understand that in Balaka, a DJ, or then can buy a letter, then I would all get or come on by you, Mosusia. On by the by the same Mosusia, Mamara, the by our ground go ready. The by Nidrema, Mimfulibo. The by Nidrema, the by Nidrema, because over and the by the two, and then I ask ready. Organic and the by letter, what are they with for? Are they waiting for when? Are they waiting when Boko Haram will kill their own parents, their own mother, their own father? Because all of us, if I don't have father, I don't have mother, I don't have brother, I don't have sister in this Biafra land, I will never come back to this land in my life. I swear to God, I will never come back. Why I came back to this land to fight for my brothers? After I have brothers, I have sisters. And I will never allow them to die behind. No, that never, never. They will never die. We go to God, our Creator, to us to create. He makes us to give life. He makes us to give everything to humanity. And I know that now is time to do this, and I will never slumber back. I will never slack back to do this. Now is time for Biafra to give the world what you call Biafra for human beings, for his creatures. My people, wake up. If you don't do this, nobody will do it for you. Everybody hates you like they hate the Jews. The same hate goes to the whole family, as Jewish people. They hate us like they hate our brothers in Israel. They hate every one of us because we are the children of God. Why don't you understand this, our brother? And our
we have lost him. We have lost him. I will ask him to please try and come back to us if he can. Try and come back to us. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Good evening, sir, director.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you are.
I'm Reverend Iken Naibe, sir. I'm calling from Ezira.
Thank you very much, Reverend Iken. Thank you very much. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
God bless you, my director and commander-in-chief.
Thank you very much. I'm Echukwu Abiama, be with you too. Go ahead.
Sir, I have to commend the work that people are doing here in Radio Biafra, because I know that since Anambra State has been covered with 6K and 7.6, we have a lot of improvements here. A lot of things are now happening. So many people are now coming out. And I wish to ask, so all those who are still secret listeners, sir, for all of them to come out and join this moving train, as we have always been calling our people to come out. Sir, a lot of people have been calling since our number has been given on the air. So many people have been coming out. There are some people who are still said that they are still sitting on the window watching. I have to urge you all to come out in mass. and support the struggle. Director, sir.
My dear brother.
Some of those people who have been lamenting, or maybe let me use the language you always use, the effect, the impact, you know, of our time, who campaigned for good luck, who say, who talks about Biafra, who is there to do one thing or the other. Sir, here in Orumba, some of those members have covered their face. A lot of things have been happening. Those people who are still there hiding, I have to urge you to come out this time around and join the moving train, because Biafra is here. Biafra has come to stay. My director.
My dear brother.
I called you last time and I decided to come to this off air, but maybe because of a lot of engagement, we are unable to connect. But our meeting will be coming up on Sunday here in Anambra. And I have to call all the Afrans, wherever you are, within Anambra region, to come out in mass and support this movement. Look at the way Owerri, Abba have been pulling crowd. I expect that in a short while, Anambra will take the lead. Because I know, if not for what the fashion of our time did during his own regime, Anambra never go last. They always move ahead, sir. But in our meeting coming up on Sunday, I call every Biafran, wherever you are, to come out and join this movement. In case you are lost, the number to call is 080-63-32-56. I repeat, 080-63-32-56-89. Another number, 081-86-48-63-57. 081-86-48-57. My director, our prayer will always, Chukwu Abiyama, who started this work, will always protect you. We know that the enemies are at work, but our prayer will never stop. That is the Bible that we always pray until death is being resurrected. But death has already been actualized. What we ask is this, that Chukwu Abiyama, who always protects and guides you, who always leads you, should continue, sir, and bless your family, because you are doing a lot of things to our people. You have liberated us, you have led us to learn a lot of things. And so I say, happy Feast of Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread. May Chukwu Abiyama, in his secret mercy, bless, guide, and protect your family. In the mighty name of Chukwu Abiyama, sir.
He said, my dear brother, the work you're doing, Reverend, is exceptional. And I must commend you live on air. You have given the numbers for people to contact you with. And I strongly recommend that they do so. You will continue to serve your country in truth and honesty. That's all we require. And Chukwu Abiyama will continually bless you immensely. We are live and we are direct. Humanity is listening. I said that presenters in radio stations are abandoning their own programs when we are live on air to listen to Radio Biafra. And we welcome them. Because once you hear the truth, you cannot argue with it. I don't hate anybody. Because I want to hate them. It is your ignorance that I hate. I'm arguing anybody, but I'm so cool. Is what I cannot tolerate, I can't stand. Do you think we are going to raise our children here like this? Where there is so much poverty, where your daughter goes to school and before she's graduated or before she leaves school, she's turned into a harlot. Is that what you want?
Do you think that it is better or a good idea for us to have engineers in our village? We don't have good roads. Do you think it's a good idea for us to stay without electricity? Do you know why people die prematurely? They say, oh, they have high blood pressure, they have stroke. Because there is even nothing at all to deflect or take the attention away from day-to-day grind of life. Ordinary television you cannot watch because there's no light. Amazing. Very sad indeed. Very, very sad. We must continue and we must do this very work. I'm expecting somebody on that very line. Have they come through? They haven't come through yet. The caller on the, yes, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Wugo Chigozie. I'm from Ebonyi State.
Wugo Chigozie from Ebonyi. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
I'm Onisha.
Onisha, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I have been trying this line since over a month now, but I couldn't get to the phone. You know, I'm very, very impressed for what people are doing, for what you are doing for us, sir.
Thank you.
You know, I'm just... They should bring one person for sacrifice so that they will give us a Biafra. I would have believed myself. I would have believed myself to make sure that we have the Biafra. But all I know is that Chukwu Abiama must accomplish our heart desires.
You say?
So, all I want to say now is that I want to be the one of Biafra soldiers. You may come alive for a Biafra soldier.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. And we have noted your number down. Thank you very much. Ending in 3755. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, if you may.
Okay, my name is Chimwe Biukafo. I'm calling from Anambra State.
We are in Anambra. Anambra is very big. Where precisely are you? Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Please go ahead.
My director, what I want to say, I've been trying your line since. I'm not getting it. So what I want to say is that there is the day you were talking about a journalist, somebody that will be giving you people news, having someone that is truthful. So what I want to say, I studied mass communication in Federal Polytechnic Oko. I'm an OND holder, and my sister is a graduate from that, the same course I studied in school. But she's based in Lagos. I was then telling her about this Biafra program. She was just like, she have not had it. So I now gave her the number that we used to get to people down here in Anambra. But she said I couldn't go through. Then I sent the email. My address of Biafra radiologist, you know. I was in a meeting on Sunday, I was telling my friends that is there about Biafra, that they should wake up from their slumber and just join the Biafra. And if you know what you can do, I was there telling them the areas the Biafra needs help, as in all this engineering, if you're a driver and also a mechanic, so that kind of a thing. So director, I have heard that Anambra State director gave his number out. I picked the number, then on Sunday I'll attend the meeting. That's what I want to say, my director.
Thank you.
So God will bless you for Biafra. Because the fight we are fighting is for the future. And it's for good for all of us in Biafra land. I appreciate. I'm so happy the first day I had this. My brother is always on each steady, 24 hours, even drive himself. So everybody is, yeah, I'm so excited. So my friends are in Lagos, I called them, telling them about Biafra and all those things. They were just like, this kind to itself, when you they talk. So they never even hear them. I told them they are all over the country. I was just telling them the meeting they had in England, Malaysia, all those ones. They were just like, are you sure? Then I called my friend in Malaysia, asking him, have you heard about Biafra? He said yes. That he has heard about it. I was just, you know, I was happy, sir. So may Chukwu Abiama continue to bless you and hide you from all these baboons that live in these zoos. And God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and bless you too, my dear sister. The truth resonates everywhere. We are going to the heart of darkness. I'm just waiting for only four people to give us the funding, and we go there and we mount CHK. Ibudubirodohana, Lagos. Major, everything will be turned upside down. Because once the truth comes, darkness disappears. And we represent the light. Anywhere we go into, no more darkness. Enlightenment all the way through. That is why we are different. That is why even white journalists, they listen to Radio Biafra. Professors at a university in Argentina, Buenos Aires, they gather to listen and analyze what Radio Biafra is talking about. I said, professors, we are just formidable. I can tell you that. Sidana Marachineke. By the grace of Chukwu Abiama and not that of man. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, sir. Good evening, director.
Good evening, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you
director,
are.
This is calling you from Abba.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, it's quite unfortunate that we domicile in a country that I'm sure that is a knowledge zone. Listen, talking about this very country, let's say Abba precisely. You can't even throw away your hello.
They don't listen, do they? They don't listen. Typical, very very typical. No listening. Very sad indeed. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Director, this is Ifeanyi Preston calling from Abuja.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, I had about meeting that I did it about today. I didn't attend it. I missed it because I heard of it, but I missed it. So I don't know how the outcome of the meeting.
And we cannot tell you here. Next time you make out time to attend meeting. Next time you go to family meeting where you are, how can you call us live on air? So if we discuss something confidential, are we going to tell you live on air? The answer is no. Next time, go to family meeting. As simple as that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they're not listening. They're not paying attention. Our Skype line is also open for those wishing to avail themselves of that very platform, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you. Turn your system down, please. If you wish to continue with us, you must turn your system down. Have you done so?
I've done that, sir.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
This is Mr. Eze Nwankoma from Abba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I just wish to congratulate you people over what the good work at hand now.
Thank you.
And I see that the work is ongoing.
Massive. Of course, it's ongoing, yes.
See, Director, I just want to encourage you over the statements of the all disabled people here and there, most especially the statement of Abba from Lagos. I want to tell you, do not allow anything to weigh you down. Even though, if the other likes, let him kill anybody in Lagos, but the pursuit must continue. I know that for sure. But in every other aspect, concerning the Okoracha and all these other people, threatening, starting for Radio Biafra, looking for a way to destroy it, I want you to know that God is with you. Everybody, even there are some people here who could not call you based on maybe they cannot express themselves, or they do not have the ability to speak, or how to feel inside, or something like that. But I want you to know, in Abba here, there are many people, you have greater supporters. If there be a time or a day when a call shall be made in an open place, calling people to come, you will see that you have a mammoth crowd gathering everywhere, looking for a way to see the very man called Nam Dekalo. So, you will not be afraid of anything. But I need a name, I need a number or a contact for Baba here by which I will join the people of admin, the family, the upper family, so that I can give out my own little contribution. Anyhow I can contribute, I will do my try my possible best.
The number to call for Abba, our people in Abba. Let me see, yeah. What is the number again, please? I think it's here. Just hold on. Get a pen and paper, please. Get a pen and paper, and I'll give it to you. The number.
Okay, let me
get. Yes, get a
let me get paper.
Yes, please. For everybody in Abba, if you want to attend the family meeting,
If you want to find out precisely what is happening, this is the number to call. The number is 0803.
Okay, let me write it down.
0803 789 920 9 Yes.
Okay.
I
got it.
Call that number. Abba is very strong. The family in Abba is too formidable. My goodness.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, Director. In every case, Abba is formidable. We are here alive and direct.
Very strong.
We are listening to you. I'm on radio, even before you tell me to turn down my system.
That's very good. Thank you very much.
Continue, sir.
Thank you. Everywhere our people are waking up, we want to revolutionize our approach. We want to saturate everywhere. We want to take this message to the heart of darkness in Lagos. We want to take it to the seat of the terrorists in Abuja. Anywhere we find our enemies, we take this battle to them. We don't wait for them to come to us. We go to them. This battle will take into Lagos airwaves. We'll take into Abuja as well. To radicalize everywhere and prepare them to be burnt down. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Not. I said when I pick your call and you're making noise in the background, there is no way I can proceed with you.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay, this is Nandu. They're calling from Abba.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. My director, I really thank you. And I'll continue to thank you and I'll continue to comment on your on this our program until God takes us to the promised land.
You see?
My director, I'm just surprised and I cannot control myself right now as I'm talking to you because you are too much. You're wonderful. Now, what really amazed me was the numbers of company you mentioned earlier.
Can you hear me?
The company you mentioned. Hello, I'm hearing you, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the numbers of the company you mentioned here in Biafra land that we have, that all these criminals that call themselves our leaders have left to the dilapidated and the youth are lavishing. My director, tonight I'm volunteering right now to join Biafra Army. In fact, sir, I believe we will start displacing from these people on top. All these criminals that have been on top that don't want to come down. After them, their children, their generation. Sir, Chukwu Abiyama has sent you for revolution, and I believe it's starting tonight. Sir, pick my number. I promise to join. We will start displacing from this.
His credit has finished. And of course, is a very good advice that he's giving to us. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiyama is our God. Yes. Abba, IPOB, the pastors, is that correct? So we have meeting for pastors as well, is that correct? In Abba, IPOB family. For pastors, these are prayer warriors. They are praying for the restoration of Biafra. Please. Very, very good. Very, very good. Very good. This is welcome, of course. And they have a telephone number. Is that correct? These are for... The meeting is holding every Monday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Is that correct? Just for 1 hour. The pastors are joining to pray. You know, I hope there's not Yoruba Pentecostal pastors. 0803-789-9209. If you are a prayer warrior and you're in Abba and you want Chukwu Abiyama to send down his mercy, of which the manifestation will be in the realization of the Republic of Biafra, then this is the number to call, 0803-789-9209. Go and join them every Monday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. They pray, they worship. Tell them that if you call Chukwu Abiyama's name, you cannot be a hypocrite. You must tell them that. I don't like hypocrites. If you worship Chukwu Abiyama, do so in spirit and in truth. I don't like hypocrites, please.
because you will bring us bad luck. I like honest, truthful, straightforward people. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hey, good evening, Nnamdi Kalu.
Good evening to you, my brother. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Thank you very much. This is Halawedi Kakamozo from Enugu, an indigenous of Abakaliki province.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, I know the world at large is hearing my voice now. There's something I want to hear on here.
Even Obama is listening. Go ahead. Obama is listening.
Thank you. That was something I told you online about 3 weeks ago that Waziri maimed 150 of my men. Now I'm calling on Queen Elizabeth of England. I want to know whether that woman is dead or alive, or is she in her hospital bed that she is out of communication. How can a woman, how on this earth, after putting Christ to death, how a woman who undergo 9 months labor to bear a child, I don't know whether it's important, is hearing that where he colonized, people are killing people for nothing sake. People are meaning life. And he's very, very adamant. He visited Nigeria for twice, and he knows too well people are dying high number because of racism, because of tribalism, because of religion. And a woman in Buckingham Palace, please send this message to her. Send that message, this very one I'm talking about now, send it to Queen Elizabeth of England. How can that happen in England? And the English people will cease to say anything. What interest do they have in having carcass of black people? In harvesting crude oil on our people that have been murdered every day? Simply because they are very, very interested in soaking our oil. They should remember that these soils are coming from the carcass of our dead body, black Africans, mainly Christians all over the world. I'm telling you, I'm very, very bitter. Like the other man, he puts himself in his room, called Pope, and the person has been murdered in high number every day in the whole earth. Killing of innocent humanity is brutality. What is he doing, Pope? Is that man sick? Would him resign like his fellow? Would him? What kind of Christianity are we practicing? What kind of Jehovah are we calling?
The line went off. We did not touch it. I don't interrupt people when they speak. I don't encourage cutting people up. But the line just went off unceremoniously. I have a message here on WhatsApp, which I intend to read because it's a very touching, moving story. It's from one of our brothers, Michael Nemeka from Onitsha. Michael Nemeka from Onitsha. Director, good evening, sir. It's well with you. Director, in the year 1996, I went to Lagos in search of greener pastures. 6 years later, after much struggling, I got some money with which I rented a shop at Aguda in Surulere, Lagos. While I was putting the shop in order, some group of Yoruba people came to me and said, "Omo Ibo, you will settle us with 30,000 naira. Or else you won't continue with this business." Before I could say anything, one of them said, "You have come to rent a shop in your papa land, Abi. Before we know it now, you will start buying cars and building houses." I refused to give them any money. But by next morning, they destroyed all the work I have struggled to build. But with help from one influential Edo man, I was able to continue. From that very day, I had a second thought of investing outside Igbo land. Today, I have relocated all my investments to my father's land, and I'm doing better than when I was in Lagos. Please keep educating us, my director. His name is Michael Nemeka from Onitsha, and Onitsha is listening. Tells you everything you need to know. And well done for the work that you have done. Well done. Well done. This is Radio Biafra. Every advice is taken on board. Anything interesting that comes through, we read it out here on this very platform. Mbise also needs coverage. We must cover Mbise as well. Very, very important that we do so. Very, very important that we do so. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
My name is Tochukwu Obi Kenyu Dambara. I come from Osun State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So now I say, so man, I'm understand. So man, I'm part of the agreement. I say, how you see, can I get this in a negative deal? Therefore, now how again can do from one? Now again can do go. Obviously, car or via is here in again. I'm not even a man. I'm not a case. I'm a case. I'm a kind of man. I'm brought in again. So December, now my book of it today. I'm going to know. Now, now, no, 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 my animals, not she can have no good, no, she make a direct legacy. Gar war, I greet you. I thank you. Even say all my family for the village for here because I'm the local government. My brother go village, even say he don't put the plan for village now. Then they raise him. Me, I see the office state now. My people, even say 200 me here, they're raising the radio Biafra. I thank you. May God bless you.
And you too. Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. And well spoken. I love it. When people take it upon themselves to try and make sure that they do the needful, go and put in a satellite in the village. It's not too expensive. It's only 12,000 naira. Go and put free to air. It doesn't matter the decoder. Does it matter the decoder it is? As long as it's free to air. Any free to air, not to the air. Don't, but of course, you can see it on DTV, but don't bother spending too much money. Free to air means it is free. Radio Biafra is there. Go and search for it on audio. It is there. And you can join us. We are all over this very planet. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Tochukwu Onoha. I'm calling you from Selangor South.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I want to thank you and I say, let Chukwuabiam bless you for work you are doing for us in the name of Chukwuabiam.
He said.
Yes, Director, I want to let you know that here in Isilanga South, where I am is very close to Owerenta. We don't have the FM. The FM is not here. What I am using to receive Radio Biafra is a satellite.
Yes.
So I would like us. To have one this side so that people will be listening because people are complaining that they are not receiving Radio Biafra from here.
We are doing all we can. As soon as we raise enough funds, we'll make sure that we propagate everywhere. Don't worry about that. We will do so, please. Don't worry about that. It will get to everywhere. We are working on a new technology because we try to be self-reliant. We are working on a new technology and it will get there.
Okay, please. I want to begin a family meeting here. Because where I used to attend a family meeting is in Aba, and there is very, very far for me. So I want to give...
Hold on a second. We need to, first of all, take your number if you're going to start a family meeting. And then, where are you in the Imo part or in the Abia part? Which part are you in?
Yes, it's in the South.
Okay, so I'm going to Abia State. Now, what you need to do is... We are going to take your number and you will also announce your number on air. So you can start a family meeting where you are. But you people need to install satellite. Do you have satellite in your village where you are right now? Do you have satellite?
Yes, I have satellite.
Also, all of you should gather and be listening to Radio Biafra, those that can in the morning, those that can in the evening to gather. So you can start a family meeting. So you need to announce your name and then tell us the areas you want people to come from to attend this family meeting. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Okay. I want to give out my number for those around Owerentra, Noyi, Umeka. My number is 070-6863-4831. I repeat, 070-6863-4831.
And what is your name? What is your name?
My name is Tochukwu Onuoha.
Tochukwu Onuoha.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, and director, please, I want to let you know that I can fix satellite dish. I can also work electronics, even phone. I can service. I know how to do all the things. Even wiring, I can do other things if you need my service. And I also have the interest of being among the Biafran soldiers.
So you work in the engineering corps. You are an electrical engineer, from what you have said, and you work in the engineering corps of the Army of Biafra. Thank you very much, and continue to organize the family meeting in the interim, and then we take it on from there. Thank you very much. Thank you. And you report to Ike Chukwu, who is our overall Abia coordinator. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Things are happening everywhere. Hi. Imagine when we go on TV. Hey, yeah. I can't wait. Very, very shortly, as I keep saying. Very, very short. You know, we plan everything very meticulously, so that when it happens, it happens. Look at the effect that CHK is having here on the ground. Our people are being moved. People are mobilizing. I don't want to go out and say to them, we can do it. Go out and say, organize here, mobilize. No. We leave it. We are doing what is called natural mobilization. I want people to come out and begin to organize themselves into IPOB families where they are, without us prompting them. That is how natural people emerge, not those who are forced to do something. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Not paying attention, which is not allowed or acceptable here. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, if you may.
My name is Anijebi Pastor. I'm calling from Udi right now.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Mr. Director, see, our people they don't know what is happening. They are very stupid. If you tell them about Biafra, they will say, my boy, join APC and start eating. What kind of nonsense?
Join APC and start eating.
Black director, I called the other day. Director, please, we need to feed this good news to people of Udi. People of Udi, Ugo, Eke, Eziago, they are high school. Director.
I know.
And you know, my dad worked at 9 Cent Men Factory before it was damaged by Sam Egu.
Sorry?
My dad worked at 9 Cent Men Factory.
Yes.
Before it was damaged by Sam Egu. I'm not afraid to call the name.
I know. Are you telling me? People don't know this, but I'm telling them this evening. People ask me, why do you insult all these politicians? Hold on a second, please, hold on. Why do you hate them? Why do you insult them? And do you know what I said to them? I insult them because they're evil men. Every Igbo politician is an evil person. These are wicked people sent by Satan from the darkest recesses of hell. The worst person you can find on earth is an Igbo politician. They are very wicked. Awosa selects them. Awosa. Do you know how Awosa determines who works with them? You have to be an Igbo man of exceptional wickedness. Once you're evil, they accept you. If good people win, they go to election tribunal and they turn it upside down. Do you know why Ngige was removed and Peter B was put in? Because they were afraid that this man, Ngige, if we allow this man to continue, he will develop an Anambra state. Everybody, we know that Peter Obi won. Yes, no doubt about that. That Ngige, but all of them rig elections. They all rig. Ngige was rigged into power. Everybody knew that. as soon as Ngige began to revive the economy of the place by opening up channels of communication, which is key. Road network was key. They saw where Ngige was going. Immediately, they said they will P2B should come in. That he won. That was how P2B went in. And the lights went off. The thief and the mass murderer. P2B is a killer. Some of you don't know this, do you? Peter Obi is a murderer. He's a killer of Biafran. Masop. Masop Owasurike. Do you know that after killing Masop members, Owasurike still told Masop members to go and vote for Peter Obi? Unu wondi ojo. Ibo unuhuchie. Unuhuchie ziyoku. You don't like the truth. That is why they're insulting you in Lagos. Because you don't like the truth. So they will insult you. Danjima will come out and insult Ojukwu. What will you do? Nothing. After all, your fathers are busy chasing money all over the place under the name of Ohanaeze Caretaker Committee. Mad people. Every day they receive insult. Igbo politicians are there. Factory after factory after factory after factory are closing down. Your children are traveling to Kanu. They go to Asashawo in Maiduguri. Your daughters are prostitutes everywhere. No job for them. No place to go and work. There are no jobs. What do you expect young girls to do? And these are going to be people's mothers tomorrow. Ndigbo. Factories closed down. In Mbawse, there is an oil mill in Mbawse that could have been expanding right now. Olonam Palm Settlement is there as well. Do you know that if, that's why we stay in my village. I want to give you a secret. Do you know we don't need crude oil? Do you know Biafra does not need crude oil? We will refine ordinary palm oil to produce fuel to run a car. Do you know that? Do you know from palm oil we will produce vegetable oil? There is a particular residue from vegetable oil. There is a very strong resin that doesn't melt under the sun. And it binds aggregates together. Which means if you crush stones in Britain, that is what they used to build the road now. No longer bitumen. They use vegetable oil. We can use vegetable oil from palm oil to build our roads. We can use the same palm oil to power our cars and generate electricity from only palm oil, for your information. Palm oil, I said. We will refine it the way we refine petrol. The excess, we export it to the whole world. Let me tell you one secret about palm oil that Michael Okpara saw, that none of you saw. When the Malaysians realized, they came here, they destroyed, they came here, they learned how to plant palm, they destroyed our palm industry. Lipstick, eyeshadow, pancake, powder, biscuit, bread, everything that you consume contains palm oil. So the market is infinite. So only Biafra can live on only palm oil alone. No, I'm not talking about crude. Crude is rubbish. Palm oil is the only thing you can build, construct something with. You can power something with it as a fuel, and you can also consume it. And where do you have palm oil in abundance in the whole world? Where it occurs naturally in Biafra land. Anywhere else in the world? I ask you again. I said, anywhere else in the world? In Malaysia, they took it from here to go and plant in Malaysia. I said, is there any, the Osisunku, non ala Biafra, the amount of trees, palm trees in Biafra land, is it anywhere else in the world? The answer is no. Chukwu Abiyama is here. I said, with palm oil, there is nothing we can base the economy of Biafra only purely on palm oil. We will refine palm oil to produce 7 products from it, 7. From palm oil, including what we build our roads with. Now, to build a road is very easy. All we need to do is to go to Lok Banta and crush the stones, mix it with vegetable oil, lay it down and roll it, and it stands. For 20 years, we've researched everything. What we are doing in 20 years is this. How can we develop something not relying on any imported product? What can we do with the brain we have using what is around our villages to build a civilization that Chukwu Abiam and Heaven can look and say, yes, these are my children. I said, palm oil can do it. Crude oil can go to hell. What is crude oil? Crude oil, the worst thing that can come from palm oil is mpumumano, that is all. And we refine it. And use it to make soap. Nchobe. We can even refine it even further. We are busy wasting time chasing rubbish all over the place. And Kalago has limestone. In Igala land here, we have iron ore. We can smelt and roll it into flat sheets to bend into any shape that we want. We have coal to fire our stations. I don't know the meaning of politician anymore. When I went to school, I read politics and economics, and I was told that politics, people go into power, they try to use their power to legislate, to make life better for people. This is the only part of the world where somebody is actually a politician, his job is to make your life worse. I don't understand it. There is also another product I will not mention that has the commercial value is deadly. Here in Biafra, I won't tell them. God forbid. That is why I said I'm confident that we will build a civilization. Oil or no oil is it? Oil makes you lazy. Crude oil makes you very, very lazy. Does it make sense that you export crude oil and you import petrol from the same oil? That's nonsense, no. Very sad indeed. Let's go to the line. We are prepared for your information. I need a good akwukwo go bigi. Owo ihe jakwukwo eme. Agugidara akwukwo wo se jakwukwo eme. Atogbu ya. We are learned. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, if you may.
Yes, this is Tochukwu Ogwejofor.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Asaba.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yes, my director, something happened today when I went to Enugu. And I got to a particular hotel. I will mention the name of the hotel, Oriental Palace at Enugu GRA, Mentan. And when I came out from my hotel room, I was in the reception. I don't know what happened. The receptionist went and tuned in to Radio Biafra, and the radio, the CD in that reception was just broadcasting the morning session of Radio Biafra, and everybody was elated. Everybody was just listening. Then all of a sudden, the manager came out from his office and shouted at the receptionist and asked her to off that radio. And I was marveled at the response of people who were listening, including I myself. It was then and then I discovered that, director, indeed you are raising an army. If you saw what the people told the director, and they almost beat him up, everybody was keen to listen. Everybody was just listening to Radio Biafra. I can confirm that to you, my director. And I want to say a very deep thank you. And I want to appreciate Chukwu Abiam for giving us the person of Nnamdi Kanu this time. My director, we are very happy with your good work.
Thank you very much.
A while ago, I listened and somebody called the number of people who will meet in Anambra, if you want to meet in Anambra. Director, Anambra is going to take the lead soonest.
Are you sure?
Anambra will surprise the rest of Biafra land. I can assure you that.
That's very good.
So we are ready. Our instruments have been ironed and prepared. We are just waiting for a go-ahead order. And we'll bring down this zoo. You know, in this zoo today, any rich man in this zoo today is either a thief or the son of a thief. Yes. I can tell you that with every sense of sincerity. That in this today, a rich man is either a thief or the son of a thief.
I'll be using that. I love that.
Yes. We are going to build a land that is devoid of thieves, that is devoid of warmongers. My director, let me leave it at this point and allow my fellow compatriots to contribute. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. We are raising an army. Invisible army. I told them we would destroy the zoo. We told them that. And then rebuild it within 3 days. We make reference to Chukwu Abiama because he's God in heaven. Thank you very much for 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If we abandon Chukwu Abiama, how can we talk about Biafra without talking about the very entity that created Biafra? Heaven itself. If my people who are called by my name, Biafra, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive them their sins and I will heal their land. That is a very simple prayer. Chukwokike, nekwoku, only birth if you can turn away from being evil and recognize that Chukwu Abiama is God and nobody else, nothing else. Manke kunaka. We only worship Chukwu Abiama here. Everything else, but Arosi Kobo. Arosi Kobo. Lagoon Boss, waiting for Igbo people. There is a boss called Lagoon Boss. Eje Bozundi Igbo, Aga Lagoon. Hey, Aruemeba. Lagoon Boss, waiting for Igbo people. If they don't vote for APC, Bukha Lagoon. I want this picture to be, send it to admin on Facebook to be published everywhere. Lagoon Boss, waiting to take Igbo people to their grave in the lagoon. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
I hear you. My name is Wadegu Okafo.
Thank you very much. Where are you calling from?
I'm coming from Mpo.
Mpo, strong people. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Mpo at Anambra.
I know Mpo Junction very well. I was there last week. Go ahead. Please, what is your name, sir? Your name and where your name, please.
My name is Wadegu Okafo.
Thank you. Wadegu Okafo. Thank you. From Mpo. Go ahead. Thank you.
Everybody, some people day before yesterday.
Yes.
Hello?
We are listening. Go ahead.
I told them that, are you hearing me?
The world is listening. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead. I can hear you.
I told them about Ozara. The culture of Ozara is a normal culture. The thing what I say is that I'm from Ozara, Kotuweke, in any way.
Yes, go ahead.
And I'm begging for Jogoma to help us to succeed on this thing when you are talking about. I'm here with my uncle. I want him to talk to me. He doesn't need too much when I did fight to get you. I didn't get you. I want you to my uncle. He's a former Biafra army. He's with me here.
Please bring him to the phone. Am I speaking to a veteran? Hello? No. I'm not. I wanted to speak to the veteran, but the line has gone off, please. When you call and there is a veteran around, we want to speak to him. Those that fought that we may live, we want to thank them for their sacrifice and for their devotion to duty for their country. Very, very important we thank them. When people carry arms to defend you, you must be grateful when you see them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please, if you may.
This is Reverend Faithful OBCK from Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
The General in Command, I appreciate your efforts as touching to Biafra. May God Almighty uphold you the more. And I want to use this opportunity to air my view.
Go ahead.
Especially over our brethren, the Igbo speaking. who went all over the places, both the northern areas and the Lagos, being Yoruba land, to establish themselves. I found myself in the clerical area as a pastor. It's quite unfortunate. I served in Redeemed Christian Church of God for 10 good years. Commander, can you believe with me that it got to a certain point when a Yoruba man opened his mouth to say that Redeemed, even as a church, is their own oil well?
Oh my God.
Quite unfortunate.
Is that what a Yoruba person said?
I tell you, nothing but the truth.
So all of the, hold on, please. So
okay,
when I tell people that Yoruba church, you know, Naga, no, no, wouldn't believe it. I thought I was joking. It's a good thing coming from a pastor that knows them very well. Please continue.
As I was saying, coming to this end, it's quite difficult for you to remain a full-time pastor. I'm quite unfortunate that our Igbo people will continue struggling, begging in the name of Epeleta. And at the end, they cannot be listening. Why am I forced out of the ministry? It got to the point that during the monthly report, you'll be forced by a provincial pastor to even write details attaching to programs that was not held or conducted at the area in order to make up their reports. Very false. It's very, very painful. Coming to the areas of our brethren that are establishing themselves at Lagos, look at the various big markets. It's auto spare parts and other big markets there in the Lagos. You see our people establishing themselves. And the most painful thing is that some of these people cannot even come home from year to year in the name of their doing business. They come home, stay a few days, they will leave. All their effort and establishment are in there. I'm hearing a Yoruba urban speaking all manner of rubbish. Who is he? Just a mortal human being. Of course, this is what they deserve. I think it is a high moment for them to think. I had a message from one of my spiritual fathers who said, think. Our people, is a hard time for them to think. It's a hard time for them to recall. It's a hard time for them to understand that our place have been laying basic literary. We don't talk about the politicians here. I'm coming from Ungwaland. Look at the area called before the generally adopted whoever that will represent the individual parties. So many great men, like Nyenyere, a man from the APC here, and so many great people on top. In fact, I was very, very surprised to hear that Ugwa people have such a carnival of people who are well to do. Then it is at this time they are manifesting in order to assume position. Instead of them to come back home, establish their places, it's very, very painful and very unfortunate. I pray that this opportunity you have given to us and God have using you to drive the bus to take us to the Biafra land. God Almighty will help us accomplish it.
You see?
And I also pray our brethren outside Nigeria, it's not enough for them to stay to communicate. I thank God for their wonderful words. But let them understand that it is a hard time for them to come down home, establish. So many things God has blessed them with. Not just stay in a faraway country. I have been listening to many of them for a good number of days and weeks now. And I discovered that God has positioned so many of them. It's not just talking. It is let them come back home here. I have been speaking that this land to be developed. We have a lot of land here undeveloped. Going between our boundary to rivers people. I'm talking about within Abia State. Looking at considering our boundary between Igbo states, Anambra, Akwa Ibom, these are landmarks where big companies can be established. And yet, we seek land and we have people that are prominent. It's quite unfortunate. I beg on all Biafrans, wherever they are, to come down home and have this established. This thing we think that even though that so many people may not buy the idea, but I know that the great soap the Lord has given to you, which is this particular radio Biafra, is capable of washing, rinsing, and putting everybody, every mind together in order to get to what the Lord has promised us. So I beseech you, our great commander, our great leader, never be discouraged. God is with us. The God Almighty, who have pioneered you, without you demanding whatever you as your personal interest, he will continue to uphold you. Thank you very much.
And well spoken. Thank you very much as well. Thank you and well spoken. When I first said that church needed a Bible church in Dioshi, did you believe me? Those of them helping me here in the studio said yes, they believe me. I'm sure some of you did not. I said when we said something on radio, but after a while, something comes up to corroborate. He was narrating a first-hand experience. Now can the Yoruba churches. You sow seed. You plant the plant. You water the seed. You water the sand, the plant. Then you prepare, you cut the grass. There's a new one that have grass cutting. Because they don't want the grass to kill the seed that you sowed. So you go and do weeding. You weed the seed. You are paying to Yoruba. Then after that, you pay tithe. And then there is offering. And then you send your child to a university in Yoruba land. Built with your own money. And then you pay school fees of 600,000 a year. We have sense. We are knowledgeable. So when you know ma, than anything. Yoruba is going to bread. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, coordinator.
Good evening, your name and where you are, please, if you may.
My name is Nnamdi Obi. I'm calling from Uguta. I am at Aba here.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Coordinator, thank you. I'm very grateful for the good job you are doing. Since when I have listened to you, I know my rights in this town. I came about TAOG and Ojis Okano themselves. Sir, as we have started your job, and I'm praying to Chukwu Abioma to help you and guide us, you that have supporting in you, that we must finish what we started in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much. And may Chukwu Abioma also be with you. Our work is ongoing. It never ends until Biafra comes. That is how we are going to be judged. Did Biafra come under your watch? A very simple question. And I want to look Chukwu Abioma in the face and say, yes, it did. The work you sent us to do, we accomplished it. Not that we are rich. We are well off. Let's take this call. Only Biafra matters. When Biafra comes, then we would have done our job. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are. The caller on the phone.
Hello.
Your name and where you are. Hello. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Promise Ajibu. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you. Go ahead. We are listening.
Hello.
As I said before, not too many hellos. I don't like it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you. Your name and where you are, please.
I am Okebubu Chigozirimu.
I love that name. Okebubu Chigozirimu. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I am from Ugaland, but I'm here in Enugu ministering.
You are a man of God.
Yes, I'm an evangelist.
An evangelist. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to thank you so much, Director. I am so, so grateful. I want to thank all the dear friends, wherever they are, who...
Hello?
Okay, whose heart have been touched and who are making contributions to make sure this race is actualized. I have been trying to communicate to you, but no way. To God be the glory that I finally got you this night. I want to make a promise quickly that before the end of next month, I am going to compose 3 wonderful a cappella songs with the name of Biafra.
Wow, wonderful. Uche Mefo will love that. Go ahead.
I have the number of the inquiry number and these two numbers. Before the end of next month, I will call you and tell you that the three tracks are ready.
Wonderful.
Composed with Biafra and all the things going on.
Thank you very much. I knew that when we had that blip, that his credit was about to finish. Thank you very much, Evangelist Okebugu from Enugu. Is that correct? He is an evangelist there. I remember his name. One of my uncle's name is Okebugu. I remember it. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Not paying attention. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? What's going on? Nothing really, because it's telling us that we've come to the end of the program. Even the phone is saying, I can no longer accept calls, because our phones here rings for 24 hours a day. Round the clock, it keeps ringing. Sometimes, Biafrans, they give you so much to be joyful about. At least the hardcore ones. We have come to the end of our program this very evening. I thank each and every one of you that contributed to this a very exceptional program. And today, I don't presume, apart from one or two incidents, there was any sustained breakage. We are going to reconvene in the morning, as we said we would, and we must do so. Some people came this very evening to listen. It could be your morning, your afternoon, depending on where you are, not knowing what to expect, but I'm sure that all the new people that listen today, they are going away this evening with one very simple thing. That in truth, Chukwu Abiyama is the God of Biafrans. Okike. And that is why to us, Biafra is our religion. If I want to worship Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty, the only way is through Biafra, no other way. Because truth is life, is Yokubund. And if truth is life and truth is next to godliness, and life means so much to Biafrans as long as it's sustained with the truth, then it means that Biafra is the next to godliness. Science. Mathematical formula. Those of you that now know that Biafra is our religion will accept very graciously what we preach here on this very platform. That here on radio, Biafra is where we worship. Every morning and every night here in Biafra land. Because Chukwu Abiyama in heaven is God and not man. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiyama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. Tomorrow morning, we always reconvene and discuss the same thing again. Biafra, nothing else. Biafra. The next day, Biafra. Until Biafra comes. Only then will there be a respite. But until Biafra comes, if you tune into Radio Biafra, Biafra we are discussing. Nothing more, nothing less. From me, from here, on behalf of those that surround me here in the studios of Radio Biafra, it is simply good evening. We love and cherish. We have
We passed victorious. Oh.